Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bill Polian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Randy, off the internet.
No! No, come on! Leave me alone! But Sharon, I got stuff to do! I gotta see my credit rating, and I gotta send an email to Nelson and check out Foley's vacation photos.
You don't have to do all that now. You can do one more thing, and then it's bedtime.
One more thing?
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Whoever this person is, he has played World of Warcraft nearly every hour of every day for the past year and a half. Gentlemen, we are dealing with someone here who has absolutely no life.
Paul Perillo.
Mom, tell them. Tell them I'm not fat, I'm just big bone. Tell them all their stories about how everyone in your family was big as a child but then filmed their bodies.
Oh, sweetie, those were all lies. You're just fat.
And Andy. And Andy?
I'm a pretty bad kid.
Really? What's the worst thing you've ever done?
I stole the head off a statue once.
Andy Hart.
Wow, that's pretty hardcore. That's like this one time when I didn't like a kid, so I ground his parents up into chili and fed it to him.
Eric Scalavino.
I'm not going to be confused anymore just because you say I should be. My name is Butter. I'm 8 years old, I'm blood type O, and I'm bi-curious.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
What?
Been on your computer all weekend. Shouldn't you go out and socialize with your friends?
I am socializing, Arthard. I'm logged on to an MMORPG with people from all over the world and getting XP with my party using TeamSpeak.
I'm not an Arthard.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. Big show today. It's our last show before the last game of the regular season. I can't wait. Let's get this one over with so then we can start thinking about the playoffs, watching Wild Card Weekend and figuring out who the Patriots are going to play. It's great to be a Patriots fan, as I've said all week. Number one seed, get to sit back, let everyone else beat themselves up, and then we'll take on whoever's remaining. Can't wait. Andy's here. Paul's here. Nelson from New Hampshire's down, bearing gifts. Big time CBS scene lunch. Hey, Nelson, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Thanks for coming in, and you're with your son, Damian.
Yep.
Wow. Little devil.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Really? Web radio at Patriots.com.
Really, Fred?
Web radio at Patriots.com is the email address. 508-543-7482 is the ACE ticket hotline if you want to join us. Many of you already have, sending us emails. And, you know, I was thinking about this. I don't know why I wanted to start out with this, but we were talking about postseason awards yesterday and, you know, MVP and Coach of the Year. One that we really didn't talk about a lot was Executive of the Year. We did, you know, Pioli won it twice before. I think he should probably win it again.
I think Caserio should win it.
Well, when you think of what Pioli did, I mean, he brought in Castle. He brought in
two years ago.
But he's
the Michael Vick of comeback players. You know, 2 years ago, he had a great offseason.
He brought in Crennel. He brought in Weiss. You know, he basically...
I'm not sure how that plays into the voting process.
Really?
I think it's thought of more of a player personnel
move. The Crennel and Weiss thing is very interesting because I never really thought of it. I'm with Andy. I think it's more of a player acquisition thing, but that's an interesting element of team building.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't the ultimate goal to build a team? That's
right.
That's
and he's done a great job with the players, too. Don't get me wrong
As much as I make fun of Pioli, I think he should get the award this
I don't.
Year.
I think Nick Caserio has done a phenomenal job. I just read Paul Perillo's story about just signing Jags off the street who come in and they're key parts of the team.
No, that's true, too.
I think that's hardest thing. Like, you know how we pretend, you know, April, March, that we could be GMs and we could make the first round pick? That's easy. I think the seventh round pick is easy. You know what I think is hard? Signing Landon Cohen and picking the right one of those guys in December.
I do think that's true, but to me, that's only one part of being a GM. I don't think that Caserio is the true GM. And I don't think he'd be eligible for the executive.
No. Because Pioli won it twice. He's the same as Scott Pioli.
He was considered the GM.
It doesn't matter what he was considered. He's the same as Scott Pioli.
I know.
He was the director of player personnel.
So I'm using the same criteria. Yeah. Nick Caserio should win it just like Scott Pioli won it.
But But Pioli, I think,
Pioli should have never won it. Don't get me wrong.
Well, no, I'm not saying he shouldn't have, but Pioli was also involved in player negotiations and a lot of other things that Casario isn't.
Casario is Pioli.
Yeah,
if you think the Patriots are great,
to
in
me, in the
talent,
true sense of, I Casario. Think what the spirit of executive of the year is, I think it would be Pioli this year.
Ugh.
He built that team.
He did. There's no doubt. This is, you know, you maybe you didn't give him all the credit for the Patriots. He does get the credit for
building
Kansas City.
You know?
Yes, I'll agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
But I think the Patriots are better, and I didn't expect them to be this much better.
Yeah.
With the draft picks and the guys they've added and trading, and I know, again, it's Bill, but you gave it to Pioli in the past. You can make a case for Casario.
You can certainly
make a very strong case for Casario.
You know, I think it's a little early in his
career.
He
won't. I'm not sure anybody knows his name.
That's exactly
all,
that's what I was about to say. I think it's a little early for people to recognize him.
Be a good year for him. Have a baby in September
awesome.
And executive of the year in January.
Be great.
Super Bowl in February.
That's not a bad year now. Yeah. That's not a bad year.
I'm sure there are other guys out there deserving too. Those are just the two that come to mind here. But
well, you look at turnaround type teams is where you start.
Well, and it's hard to say how much from one year to the next. You know, like Thomas Dimitroff. Did he win the executive of the year 2 years ago?
That's another guy.
I think he may have.
Two years ago? Because he should have.
Right.
Yeah.
If he didn't. I don't really remember. You know, I think that his work was probably done 2 years ago. And you're seeing the continuation of his fine work. He's proven that he's not wasn't a flash in the pan.
Right.
Because they were good 2 years ago. They were good last year, even though they didn't make the playoffs. They were still a good team. And this year, they're even better than they were 2 years ago.
Yeah, they're able to overcome a BC quarterback and a guy that wears a pith helmet during practice.
Pith helmet?
That's what they're called.
What does that mean?
It's called a pith helmet?
Yeah, they're called pith helmets.
Those types of hats?
Yeah. Those
I don't buy
those,
it.
Yeah, those
I'll
hard...
wait till Eric gets here to let me know what it really is
what
called.
What are we talking about?
Mike Smith wears like a hat or whatever.
It's like a safari helmet.
Nelson.
It's not a helmet of any. It's
5 minutes into the show.
No, they're hard. They're not soft.
We veer off
those
course.
Types of hats are of a hard substance.
All right, listen.
If it goes in soft.
Fred?
Yes?
We have guests today.
I'm just telling you, it's a pith helmet.
And I know you can't probably see through the bags over here, but, you know, one of them is young and impressionable.
Let's see.
We already talked about my initials long enough before the show.
Pee-pee,
yeah. We used to have Brian Morey, who was BM.
Right.
And I'm AH, but I can't tell you what that is.
Oh, I think they know.
Well, the dad knows. I'm not sure Damien knows.
All right, what else we got going today?
I came up with another stat.
Yeah.
As I was working my Pro Bowl story, Bill Belichick has overseen 11 drafts here. You know how many times he's drafted a Pro Bowler?
Oh, boy. Seven.
Nine. And the two that didn't, 2002, he drafted Deion Branch, David Givens, Jarvis Green, and Daniel Graham. Solid NFL players.
Right.
You know, Super Bowl MVP.
How come you left out Rohan Davey?
Well, I'm highlighting the draft, not lowlighting it.
I'm just saying.
And the other was 2009, and I think there's a chance that Patrick Chung or Sebastian Vollmer could be a Pro Bowler.
There's a very good chance you're going to get a Pro Bowler out of that draft.
So he could be 10 of 11 in his drafts here in New England. Now, you know, Merriweather is the one from his draft, but still, he's a two-time Pro Bowler. Right. I think I haven't done the research, but that has to compare very favorably to my guy, Kevin Colbert in Pittsburgh, who I like to rave about, Bill Polian. I mean, 11 years to have nine Pro Bowlers, and some of them were multiples. You got Copen and Samuel in the 03 draft there, and there's another double draft, but that's pretty impressive.
It is.
Oh, 01. Light and Seymour are both Pro Bowlers.
So.
Maybe we shouldn't bitch so much in the spring about Belichick's draft.
Well, I don't think I think we bitch a little bit about the trading.
Should
the
I not say that word?
Trading,
sorry, Damon, don't use that word.
I don't think you need to be complaining about the drafting overall. He's been pretty
whining.
Good.
Whining is the word you should use there.
I heard Paul on the radio with on the Felger show, but not with Felger. He's with Dan Shaughnessy.
Yeah,
playing up the Ravens big.
Who'd have thunk it?
You know,
I wasn't.
Well, he loves the Ravens. He thinks they're the best team in football.
I
he
wasn't
said it
playing
yesterday.
Up the Ravens big.
You think they're
one.
The best team in football?
That's not what I said.
Fred?
Well, kind of.
No, it's not.
If both play their best, you actually admitted it later. If both play their best game, who wins? You said Ravens, so you think the Ravens are better? No. Well, kinda.
If they play their best, but they haven't, because this is where you and I philosophically disagree all year. You think they've been consistent. I think they've been anything but. I think when they are at their best, they're better than the Patriots. They're not at their best often enough. So that
Which
makes
means
the Patriots
they're consistently
better.
Not at their best.
That
so
makes the Patriots better because they are at their best more often than Baltimore is.
That's who they are as
right.
a team.
And that's
able,
what Fred's, and that's Fred's point.
They're
yesterday.
Able to rise up and play as a team better.
What do you got, Damian? Okay, I'll hook you up. What did you get,
Damian? You're hungry, huh?
Well,
go for it.
Yeah.
What else we got going? Bill Belichick had his
breaking
press conference yesterday.
Ready.
He will not have one today. Little shot at the league. I think we talked about that again yesterday. How the need to have the C patches on jerseys. You know, I think he kind of scoffs at that.
He has before. I've asked him about it in the past, and he always scoffs at it.
Yeah.
The overtime rules, by the way. He clearly inserted in there that he doesn't like the overtime rule change.
Right. And that is something we're going to have to keep our eye on because, you kind of forgot about it because it only comes into play in the playoffs. But this will be the year where they start having this new overtime formula for the playoffs, and it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
It's a really good point because you do forget about it.
Yeah.
You know, the
plays out. I just don't know why he really emphasized it like that.
I'm with you, Fred. I think you're making a lot of good points today, Fred. I think you're right on point.
He wants you to keep talking. He's chewing.
Right.
he just takes his headset off and walks away.
What? Yeah.
Yesterday, he disappeared for 3 hours to go have beers with his buddies at CBS Scene.
I had no beers.
You sure your eyes looked a little glossy when I came back?
No.
Maybe too many Diet Pepsis.
I'm worried about that, Paul.
My Diet Pepsi addiction?
Yeah, your intake for Diet
don't
Pepsis.
Don't be worried about me, Fred.
Vince Wilfork had a press conference yesterday. You know, very pleased. The Pro Bowl seems to mean a lot to him for
oh,
some
yeah,
reason.
I forgot. We didn't. We talked to the players after the show yesterday, right?
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a very interesting locker room. They all spoke except for Brady, who's speaking with the media on Friday. Devin McCourty said it was kind of surreal, dream come true, to make it as a rookie and get the respect of obviously not just the fans, but players and coaches had to vote him in as one of the backup corners. And I got to give Brandon Merriweather a lot of credit. He said, "We're having a lot of success as a team, and when you have that much success, there's a lot of success to go around." Basically saying he was helped in by the fact that we're a good team and his name, and he
right.
said it. He said it. Nothing surprises him anymore, but you could tell he was a little, not uncomfortable, but even he was a little surprised that he's going to the Pro Bowl this year, having not played as much and all that. Although, I was a little surprised. He started 12 of 15 games. In my mind, it was a little lower than that. I thought he was like a half 50-50 type starter.
Yeah.
It's obviously rotational. He rotates a lot with Sanders and Chung and Page when he's out there. But he was pretty honest about the team's success helped get him in the Pro Bowl and probably the name recognition.
I would agree with that.
Okay. I'm going to keep talking while you chew.
I'm trying to
Logan Mankins,
not sound like I have food in my mouth.
You didn't pull it off. Logan Mankins was his usual entertaining self talking about it. Somebody asked a question about if he was like playing for a contract or something. And he said, "I don't know if you know, if you've watched games around here, I've played pretty hard in the past."
Right. He also had a good comment when somebody mentioned what one of the coaches called him. What coach was it that
it
said?
Was Sperano. Both Sperano and Belichick referenced his
Sperano
toughness
said,
and smartness.
Right. He goes, "Well, I guess that's better than being a wuss and
a dummy."
A dummy. Which that was a good comeback.
Yes. And he also joked that he must have tricked people into voting for him, even though he only played 8 games and missed the first half of the season with the contract issue. But he downplayed it, obviously, but it certainly doesn't hurt his side to play a half a season,
no.
go to the Pro Bowl. Now you're a 3-time Pro Bowler as you hit free agency. Certainly helps the
resume. You
think
other coaches think about that and say, "You know what, I'll tweak it to the Patriots, make it just that much tougher to negotiate with."
No. I think he's the best, one of the best guards in football, and they know it.
Yeah.
And he's got the name recognition because he's been before.
So it really isn't about how they played in a given year. It's about who they really are. You know, in other words,
it's both.
No,
yeah.
it's both. I mean, I understand the whole popularity contest.
No,
that's
I'm not
why Logan Mankins made it.
I'm not saying popular. I'm saying they do know that he's one of the better ones. And even though he didn't
play. But he's been dominant.
Even though he didn't play the whole season, look, he's one of the better ones. We vote for him. It's that simple.
And I don't think they would have voted for him had he not played so well.
No. I think he's played well, and people have noticed it. People have seen the Patriots go 7-1.
They took off.
They have seen the running game get better.
And the other factor in this,
kind of like when Bo went to the Pro Bowl for a half a season, coming from baseball. People know greatness when they see it.
You mentioned the Shaughnessy thing from yesterday, and one of the things that he brought up that I think is interesting and may have had an impact is his whole situation with his union brothers. You know, maybe the players said, yeah, he look at how good he was and look what the team did to him. We're going to recognize him as a Pro Bowler to, you know, further accentuate how good this player is and how he didn't get the contract that he wanted. You know, and I don't discount that in terms of tweaking the system or whatnot. I think there might be an element of that with some of the some of the players around the league looked at it and said, look at how well he played, and the team still wouldn't give him a contract. We're going to show that he deserves that contract, and we're going to make him a Pro Bowler.
Sure. Any chance his price went up? That now they come with what he wanted back then,
and
it's not what he wants now?
I certainly think it went up from what the last offer was. Hmm. You know, it had to do that, you know.
But the last offer was below what he wanted.
Right.
Even though they were supposedly close, it wasn't the Jari Evans contract. My question is, did his wants now go up?
Oh, I think it might have.
And so now the Patriots could reach what they what the old goal was.
Right.
And now, oh, that's not good enough anymore because now I'm a three-time Pro Bowler, half a year. Everybody knows I'm a great guard. The value
went
up.
That is possible. And, you know, it'll all come down to what other teams are willing to pay for a guard in the NFL. You know? Do you get to the point where no one's willing to pay what you think you're worth? I don't know. It's going to be interesting, and I'm like a lot of fans. I would have hoped they had figured this out and got it done before the season's over. They still might. I doubt it, though, at this point. I think right now the last thing they want to do is start negotiating contracts.
Yeah, I would think at this point it'll maybe best-case scenario is you do a Wilfork thing where you franchise them, but you make it very clear we want to sign you, we're close, whatever, that type of a franchising.
Would he be the guy that would sit out if you franchise him?
No, that's my point. You franchise him, just we're taking care of our interests, but we want to sign you.
Right.
You know, I know we've had our differences, our hurdles in the last year, but we like you, you like us, you like being here. We're going to try to get this hammered out.
Right. Okay. What else have we got going on? Anything good?
There's a game.
Yeah. Do we really care about it?
I mean, just for factoids, Wes Welker won the Ed Block Courage Award
for
the team. I don't know if we talked about that at all yesterday.
We didn't, no.
Certainly,
he's more worthy than Michael Vick was.
Certainly
last
year with the deserved. It's generally given to a guy who overcame a serious injury, and certainly Welker did that. And he actually said it was kind of by default because you know I was the only one that really came off a serious injury, but impressive nonetheless.
Who won it last year for the Patriots? Was it?
I think it was Brady, wasn't it? Didn't Brady do it from coming back from his knee injury the year before?
I don't think so. I don't think he did. I don't ever remember Brady winning that award.
I
get confused with that and the one in the early part of the year, the Ron Burton Award.
Well, that's a team award. The
Ed Block. Well, the Ed Block is a team award.
It's a team award, but the league administers it, and every team has their own Ed Block.
Right.
You know.
But I don't think the Patriots have won the league Ed Block one.
Yeah, that's announced at the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
right?
I can't. That's I don't think they've won that in my. Yeah.
I remember a guy from Kansas City won it one year, and they've had a
sure.
So that was announced yesterday. Good for Wes, because it seems like the comeback player is hands down Vic this year. I guess.
Are you sure?
Everyone's settled. That's
stupid.
It's the only name I've heard.
What about Welker? What about E.J. Henderson? The real candidates, not the guy who's been back a year.
Well, I mean, you made the point yourself. He really didn't miss anything.
Eh, he did, though.
You know?
So did E.J. Henderson. Now we're going to – it's like penalizing Belichick for being great. We're going to penalize players for coming back faster than we ever thought they could.
Yeah.
So he would have been eligible had he started the year on PUP? That's flawed logic in my mind, very flawed logic. Your greatness is now penalized.
Okay. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. Speaking of people getting their just deserves, Bob writes in, isn't it ironic that traditionally Bill Belichick is considered a coaching genius because of the defensive side of the ball, but in 2010 it is the offensive side of the ball that is dominated, but where he gets little credit of being an offensive genius? My question, isn't Bill Belichick as much of an offensive guru as Mike Martz, Mike Shanahan, and Mike Holmgren are touted to be? I would say no, and the reason why is because of Brady. I think Brady is as much responsible for this offense from a coaching aspect as Belichick or Bill O'Brien is. You know, and I think that Brady makes it easier for everybody to not focus as much on the offense. I think it makes it possible for Bill Belichick to focus more on the defense because he's got a guy like Tom Brady.
Yeah, I mean, I can see your point with that. Brady obviously makes anybody's job coaching offense a lot easier. I don't know that Mike March is considered an offensive genius. I mean, he's known for his passing game, his deep in cuts, deep timing routes, but it's not a system that he developed. It's a system that he adheres to. And I think there's a difference between, say, the Bill Walsh creation of the West Coast offense and someone who is, a disciple of that system. You know,
an architect versus whatever question again?
No, I'm saying, would you consider like Mike March an offensive genius?
No.
Yeah, but I would consider, you know, Don Coryell an offensive genius who developed that offense.
Did he? Basically. I thought he stole it from the guy before him.
Wow. He takes it back to college in the early 60s.
Yeah, I thought there was somebody else. They all steal from somebody.
Well, there's an element of that, too. But, I mean, whether or not Bill Walsh actually created the West Coast offense, I suppose that's up for debate. But I've always been told that he was the innovator of that offense. So I give him... I call Bill Walsh an offensive genius.
Sure.
Sure.
You're struggling over there. Your bites are not well timed today, Fred. I wanted to ask, how come...
Now, every time I'm done, he's stuffing his face.
I don't know, like, a random drummer from the 70s, and we get the Andy Hart gaffe of the day. Fred says, just deserves, and there's nothing. There's no criticism of Fred. Somebody getting their just deserves.
I thought he said that on purpose. No? Did you not say that on purpose?
I kind of mixed two things.
Oh, no, you are correct, Andy.
Maybe Matt from Brooklyn, or Brooklyn Matt, needs to check in with the Fred Kirsch gaffe of the day. Holy wide open. It was a guy from Oklahoma State. Sorry, this is usually Paul's gimmick to just talk about TV, but who was open by 20 yards on a bomb. Apparently Oklahoma State won this game.
Okay.
Gronk could not have been happy.
Great.
24-7.
All right. Web radio, patriots.com, 508-543-7482. Kind of off to a slow start here on the show.
Because of you. You're struggling out of the gates. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, I mean...
And we are just the team. You're Tom Brady. When you struggle, it ends up the Baltimore game.
Well, Nelson shows up with all the CBS scene food. It's very distracting.
I was going to say, is Damien throwing you off?
Yeah. Well, that too. I'm kind of censoring myself as I speak. So.
Just let it go. I'm sure he's heard worse.
He's earmuffs. Used to it. He hears the podcast all the time.
So. Oh, does he? Oh, yeah. All right. Okay.
Yup, he says.
What's the funniest part of the podcast, Damien?
Uh-oh.
That's pretty hard, actually. This is a lot of funny parts in it.
Oh, okay. Do you remember?
Our target audience, 9 years
old. What's the biggest laugh? Do you remember, like, laughing really hard at anything? Was there one thing that you remember?
Not really.
Okay.
It's just all funny.
It's when Andy says his silly things.
Yeah.
And he, you know, talks about pooping and stuff. See?
I'm a little older than 9. I think I'm like 11 now.
That is your level.
Yeah.
It's probably not when Fred and I yell at each other for a half hour.
No, no.
Most people don't like that.
Most people tune out.
Speaking of that, a lot of people looking for more Paul and Pete.
Yeah, we can arrange that maybe once a month or so. Next year, we'll do that. If we continue our relationship with Pete,
yeah.
Because I know that was a lot of people like that.
Well,
you guys think I go from zero to hot.
Damien,
I've seen nothing.
You might like this. Paul's favorite emailer, Bill Berry, writes in. And he says, guys, in a shot at Eric, non-football but maybe funny. I was listening to my iPod at the gym to Tuesday's show, and an emailer offered Andy a set of encyclopedias if he would do an AK-47 show. I forgot why, but Fred had to clarify that he thinks you need it, Andy, so I laughed out loud. But I was in a bathroom stall. The other stall was occupied, and I decided to wait for the other guy to leave. Wrong move. After a long wait with a few more chuckles or maybe giggles, he was still there. I tried to sneak by his stall. His door opened as I went by. Maybe I was self-conscious, but he gave me a look as if to say, play with yourself in your own bathroom. I pointed to my headphones and said, it was funny. Unfortunately, I have a speech impediment. What I did was point at my head and say, I'm funny. I have no idea what his stare said as I slipped away. And by the way, Pete Shepard and Paul Perillo should do 10 minutes every week, just 10 minutes, or Paul's head would explode.
No, actually, and Andy will vouch for this, I think Pete's head would explode.
Yes. He was sweating.
Because Andy and I was sort of tossing grenades at him.
Right.
And he was taking every... You think I take your bait? You've seen nothing.
But he was literally dripping.
And he was sweating.
Really? It was whatever, 355 to 401. It was 6 minutes, and he was pouring sweat down his forehead.
I mean, if we had gone 10 more minutes, I would have had the Patriots have been like 2-13, and just to see if I could get him to you know, actually collapse.
And I would have been sprinting for the defibrillator to bring him back to life.
Well, he was good. That's a good email, by the way, from William Berry.
Yeah.
His best ever.
A rarity.
Yeah.
A rarity. Usually it's just incoherent babble.
I'm funny.
I'm funny.
We like those bathroom, you know, foibles.
Foibles?
So... 508-543-7482 is the Ace Ticket hotline.
I don't know how I would react if I were in a stall and all I heard was giggling from the stall next to me.
As long as you don't see the hand reach from underneath, then you know it's a senator.
The little toe tap.
Right.
A wide stance.
Greg from the billing department's on the phone. Hey, Greg.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Did you get that invoice I sent?
The invoice?
Well, you're in the billing department, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Billing Department of Waste Management. Fantastic. Gotta love it, right?
Right.
I was actually calling about, what was that?
Nothing, I'm eating french fries. Proceed.
Oh, as usual. Fantastic. I was actually calling about that Sam guy that was on the playbook yesterday, and it just infuriated me what his reasoning and everything was behind the whole picking everyone else over Brady, and he didn't have any, like, everything was, just like I was talking to Kevin about, everything was all, like, hypothetical. You know, like, if you put any of the receivers that Brady has, all of the receivers Brady has on any of the teams, like the Chargers or the Falcons, they're not gonna produce as much. The quarterbacks won't produce as much, and he's trying to take points away for the fact that Brady doesn't go downfield. They don't have a deep threat. Every time they throw it to Brandon Tate, he drops it when he's wide open. I mean, you can't take points away for something like that. He's a great game manager. He makes the best decisions in the league, hands down. I mean, it's just, it might be some of the system, but at the same time, he's doing the best he can with what he has.
Here's, and I, you know, I saw a ton of emails with Sam Munson, I think was his name. He runs Pro Football Focus. He was on with John Rook, and they got into it a little bit, but the emails that came were just vicious. Here's the problem with someone from Ireland doing a football show. Their main sport is soccer.
Yep.
There are no stats in soccer, so they have to make things up. And that's what he did with, you know, he's making things up, like, you know, being, like you said, penalizing a guy for not going downfield. Well, that has nothing to do with it. You know, you can't judge a guy that way. We know when Brady did have Moss, he was able to go downfield. So,
exactly.
You know, so
exactly.
It's not like he doesn't have the ability. So, you know, I think that there was too much, quote unquote, creative thought put into those rankings, and I think that's where they hurt themselves.
I think if the offense was having a hard time scoring points, let's say they were around 20 every game, and Brady had the same stats, you know, maybe not with 34 touchdowns, but let's say he had 24 touchdowns and 4 picks, you know, 65% completion and all that stuff, but they were only scoring 20 points a game, then I think it would be a valid criticism to say, well, yeah, he completes all these passes and spreads the ball around and he's working it, but they can't get in the end zone because they can't stretch the field. They don't have any. He doesn't take any shots downfield. They don't have anybody to get it downfield. But they score more points than anybody else in football.
Exactly.
And he's doing it without a deep threat. That should be a point in his favor,
mm-hmm.
not against him.
And
it's harder to do it the way he's done it.
Halfway through the year, or a quarter of the way through the year. I mean, you have to completely change your offense and change the style of what you do and what you look at. You don't look downfield anymore. You don't have that anymore. So you had to completely change everything, and he still only has 4 interceptions and whatever. I mean, yeah, he made a couple of bad throws that weren't picked off, but you're taking points away for that? Every quarterback has that.
We were told when
Michael
Moss
Vick
left,
had 5 of them the other night.
We were told
exactly.
We were told when Moss left it would be easier for defenses to defend the Patriots.
Exactly.
So, again, like Paul said, that should be a point in Brady's favor that they're still scoring the same amount, if not more, points per game.
And a significant point in Brady's favor, because I think it has become easier on occasion, and we talked about this yesterday, Fred, to take away Wes Welker. He's been shut down like never before a couple times in the last month.
And dropping the football.
But what happened? Brady just goes elsewhere, and they score 30 points.
Right.
Or 40
exactly.
points.
Right. So,
and then he also tried to make the point about, oh, you could put Peyton Manning in the MVP discussion. I understand Peyton Manning, everyone's injured, but you're still throwing interceptions. That has nothing to do with your receivers. When you're throwing it straight to the defender and they're picking it off, that's not the receiver's fault. I understand some of them could be the wrong route or,
yes, it is.
You know, just miscommunication on a hot route or any number of those things, but his reasoning just makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, it's win-loss, which the Patriots have the best record in the NFL. It's statistics, which Brady has pretty much the best statistics. I mean, maybe not yards, but yeah. Touchdowns to interception ratio. Yeah,
they're overthinking it, and that's what they have to do with soccer. In soccer, they have a stat, you know, guys that score with their shoelaces half untied because they have to make this stuff up.
They do have left foot and right foot goals and things like that. I've seen
sure.
Weird stats.
You know, so in football, it's kind of right there for you. You don't have to make up this stuff.
Right.
So, All right. Now, a lot of people were vehemently opposed to what Sam Munson had to say.
Strippers told us it was one of the best things ever on Patriots.com.
Well, I know that it was probably the most emails John ever got on Playbook.
And it was Stripper's idea to have him on.
Yeah. One of the big things that that kind of shut him up, too, was that the four people that he had at the top of the MVP list were all quarterbacks. And doesn't the quarterback rating system try to kind of evaluate everything from completions to yardage?
Yeah, the passer rating theoretically is a...
Okay. So if that's true, Brady's rating is far and above that of the second place guy who's Phillip Rivers. He's like over 6 points higher than Rivers. And he's got more touchdowns, fewer interceptions, like runs the whole gamut. So this guy's argument was like, okay, these four people are in the running for the MVP. They're all quarterbacks. There's a specific rating system to rate the quarterbacks.
Some would say that that's flawed too.
Okay.
But.
Yeah, I think the ratings are useless.
I think it doesn't really take a mad scientist, you know, mathematician to figure out that Brady is this year, you know, the best quarterback in the NFL.
Why are you talking fast?
I couldn't agree with
you
more.
He's playing in the better of the two conferences and in the hardest division in football, I think.
Well, there's a million reasons we could come up with. And the bottom line is, and thanks for the call, the bottom line is I just think they put too much thought in. I'm all for these, you know, cold, hard football facts and football outsiders. And
there's a place for everybody.
Yeah, I love guys that try to crunch numbers and come up with it. You know, the Billy Ball or what do they call that?
Moneyball.
Billy Ball.
You know, I love that kind of stuff. It's good when people come up with different angles. But when you're talking about quarterbacking in the NFL, it's pretty cut and dry, you know. The guy's either the best or he isn't, you know, and usually there's a handful.
I think you can look at it, too. I mean, I'm not saying I said that I'm not a big fan of the ratings. I don't think they're useless. I'm not a big fan of them. But I think you can watch and you can see how many times during the course of a game. Andy and I always joke, you know, in the middle of games, it's like 3rd and 8. It's a big play now. You know, we have a running gag for how many years now. Those are the big plays of the game. There are not a lot of them. There's probably only about 10 during the course of a game, if that many for every game. How often does Brady come through in those? How often does the quarterback have to make a play? Does he make it? That's how I judge it.
Right.
You know, and listen, it's very unscientific. You don't record all the data, but you can watch it and you can see. When a play needs to be made, does Brady make it? Has Vic made it this year?
Red zone,
yeah.
Third down conversion.
For the most part, those guys have made those plays.
Right.
Now, Brady has done it more consistently than everybody else this year.
And I also wanted to disagree with you're throwing interceptions, that's on you. And I think even more so for people like Brady and Manning, who are so in tune to their offense that they believe that there is a spot the ball is supposed to get to. When the guy's not there, that causes interceptions. I think guys like Vic and Vince Young, they don't throw those kinds of picks because they don't throw those kinds of completions. They're not throwing to spots. They're waiting for guys to get open. But when you're like Tom Brady with Deion Branch and the receivers over the years and Troy Brown and all these guys, or you're Peyton Manning with Reggie Wayne, you are throwing to spots. And when guys aren't in the spot, it gets picked.
Yeah, and during that wretched stretch that Manning had, he certainly threw some bad interceptions that were his fault, no question. They weren't all his fault. I mean, you could see guys, there were passes that were thrown right to defenders that you know was not his fault. He didn't just decide, I can't see today, and throw the ball to the wrong team. It happens. It happened to Brady on the Sunday night against Green Bay. when he did that, he made that throw on the L pattern right to Charles Woodson. I mean, sometimes it happens. You know, bad throws happen.
That's why Brady's streak is remarkable, because even the best do it.
Interceptions.
That was the number yesterday. 1 in 11,000-something, 287 or something was the rarity.
By the way, did you happen to see, I was looking at Ian's blog post today in the Boston Herald, Ian Rappaport.
Where did they get the idea to put blog entries in the paper?
It's very interesting, Andy. But
they did it the week after we did it.
Patriots Football Weekly was the first ones to do it. And then a week later, other papers started doing it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
There's leaders and there's followers. PFW.
Interesting. Did you see the Terrell Suggs thing?
Well, he said he did vote for Brady.
Which I think is
because Ray Lewis made him. We decided as a group. Yeah, that means Ray Lewis said vote for him.
We decided as a group, but I think it's great that he continues it. And he goes, well, you know,
vote for Tom Brady.
Let's see who actually gets to play.
Like,
let's see who actually gets to play. He goes, one of us isn't going to be able to play in the Pro Bowl. Like, those are the only two teams that have a chance.
And there's also, there's no chance that Brady plays in it. So.
No, even if
T-Sizzle might.
Larry the Drunk says, you're T-Sizzle wrong, Fred. Correction, Fred, our favorite sport in Ireland is not soccer. It's drinking till we can't feel feelings.
Damien liked that.
I love the studio audience today, by the way.
And breaking news, Sam Munson responds. Stripper sends us about Brady throwing deep. Never claimed he doesn't have the ability to do it. He's done it in the past and has at times this year just less.
Why do I have the feeling Sam Munson's going to regret the day
the
he took
line
on Patriots
is so
Nation?
What?
Well, this was John Rook's show, too, but this was a great job by strippers to get Sam on the show, because obviously John Rook wasn't able to generate this kind of
The highest-rated Rook show ever.
Give it up.
Going with it.
Justin in Alaska says, breaking NFL news, just in, Andy is a douche.
Is this the same Justin that gave us gifts once from Alaska? Do I have a coffee mug that says Alaska on it from this Justin? Because I'll return it.
You'll
Alaska
return it?
If I'm ever in Alaska.
All right.
See Sarah.
Well, we're starting to pick up momentum here.
Okay, because you stopped eating and started participating.
No. So now we're going to take a break.
Because the rule in radio is when you start to feel the momentum build,
stop it. We got a lot of emails coming in.
Nip that one in the bud.
And we got picks, our final week of full picks this week. And
yeah, I'm not prepared.
You're not prepared?
I didn't tabulate the results from last week.
But this is where the little kiddie game ends for you guys and the real game begins for me. I don't know if you remember 2 years ago, Paul, when I went undefeated in the postseason. Well,
wasn't that the same year that I had won?
Perfect.
Undefeated?
Perfect.
Yeah. Undefeated?
Yeah.
Undefeated?
Perfect.
Great.
Perfect. Perfect postseason.
We'll be right back.
Peace.
This is Rich Eisen of NFL Network. Where do I go when I want my latest fresh, hot Patriots information? I go to PFW in Progress.
So, Pat, how many Advantage miles have you racked up on American Airlines this year?
That's kind of a personal question, Brian.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed.
Okay, then I'll ask you again. How many miles have you racked up?
236,000.
Miles? That's gotta be wrong, because I fly a lot more than you.
Well, flying isn't the only way you can earn Advantage miles, Brian.
Right. I knew that.
I mean, you can earn miles when you buy all kinds of stuff, you know? Stuff you use every day.
Also, like, you know, ping pong balls, Argyle socks, really tall ladders.
Like clothes, you know, movie rentals, gas for your car.
Oh, shish kebabs, Russian nesting dolls, snow globes.
I was thinking, like, newspapers, you know? When you bank, go to restaurants.
Oh, fake mustaches.
Yeah, Brian. You can earn miles when you go to a novelty store and buy a fake mustache.
Awesome.
You can earn Advantage miles for the stuff you buy every day, whatever that stuff may be. Learn more at aa.com/advantage. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
You may know that Verizon Fios has more HD channels than cable, but what you may not know is that now you can sign up for Verizon Fios with no term contract required. And if you're not absolutely satisfied, you can cancel with no early termination fees. That's right. You can get Fios TV, internet, and phone at a guaranteed low price of just $89.99 a month for a year with no term contract required. And if you don't love it, you can cancel with no early termination fees. Just call 1-866-892-6057. That's 1-866-892-6057, and you'll know why now is the best time to switch to Fios. Get your game face on. Play the Gridiron Challenge at patriots.com/gridironchallenge. and enter for your chance to win tickets and a chance to win the grand prize, an all-inclusive trip to the big game. Brought to you by Verizon. For official rules and terms, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge. For new customers only. Equipment charges, taxes, and fees, and other terms apply. Rate may increase after 1 year. Fios services available in select areas. Offer expires 9/18/10. Call for more details.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help. I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed, go, Pats. With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open!
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Get ready for a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You can win an all-inclusive weekend trip to Super Bowl 45. You're already halfway there. Just enter for your chance to win right here at patriots.com. Simply click on the Verizon logo to play the Gridiron Challenge. It's that easy. And you could win weekly prizes, including Patriots tickets, autographed merchandise, and more. Start playing today. Brought to you by Verizon. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Must be a legal U.S. resident 18 years or older. Ends December 27th, 2010. Void where prohibited. For official rules, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge.
And now, great moments in PFW in Progress history.
When we played at Reliant in the Super Bowl, remember how humid it got
it
at the end of that
really,
game?
Really, really hot.
It was very humid, and the grass got slippery.
But they take that field out, you know.
In trays.
Yes, they do. But it stays out in the parking lot.
But if it goes in moist, it doesn't dry.
You're such a child.
Really? Yeah, I can't help it.
I thought it too.
No,
you got to make it.
You didn't laugh out loud. Parts of it will stay hard, and other parts,
Jesus,
will the end zones were soggy.
That's another great moment from PFW in Progress.
All right, back here in PFW in Progress, we're having a good time with Paul and Andy, Nelson and Damien from New Hampshire. They were nice enough to bring CBS Scene. Did you go into the restaurant, Damien?
Yep.
What did you think about that place?
It was good.
Yeah? Did you go into the Hall of Patriot Place yet?
No.
Are you going to?
Probably.
Okay.
Maybe. We've been before.
Oh, okay.
Right.
All right.
We might go see it again.
Presented by Raytheon.
I'm a big-time fan. I can tell. He knows his stuff. He certainly does.
He's already better for the show than Eric, who usually sits in that chair.
He's contributed
I'll make this
more,
trade any day. Yeah. Any day.
He's contributed more from that chair than the other person has.
Huge upgrade.
Yep. David from Maine, can you write? Because maybe we could just replace him full time. He looks at his dad. Is he serious?
Can I, Dad?
I have no
can I drop out of school?
Artistic training.
He does not have formal artistic training. So.
Plus, I hear you have a girlfriend, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
You guys shut up, for Christ's sake.
Because that'd be another thing that you would have that Eric doesn't.
What
the hell are you doing?
You got a girl at school.
No. What the hell are you doing?
What's her name? Wow, you're getting really red. And now you're going like you want to fight me.
Jackson's got a girlfriend already.
Yeah. My son's only 3 and he's got a girlfriend.
Unfortunately, it's Sydney, but that's all right.
No, oh, come on. That's the wrongest thing you've
that
ever
ain't right,
said.
Reddit
I thought they
show.
All take tubs together.
They do.
Tubbies.
They're siblings.
Well,
oh, plus that's where this girl.
Wasn't her name like Emma?
Emma.
Yeah, there you go. Jeez. See, I listened to you.
I met her dad, and he goes, yeah, I walked into the bathroom, and I see my daughter washing your son.
Oh.
Hello.
He was, I guess. He was just standing there, and she was scrubbing his chest.
Oh, God.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
You gotta put an end to that.
Hello.
I didn't start it, so I can't end it.
I said you have to end it.
He feels the same way I do. He doesn't really like it, but the wives are the ones that are...
Tom Brady could throw a ball through a Fruit Loop.
You're going to be raising Caligula over there.
Where was that from?
What?
That Geno line, Tom Brady could throw a ball through a Fruit Loop today.
Tom Brady could throw a ball through a Fruit Loop today.
Wow. That's great.
Good, Geno.
So 5 years ago.
Yeah, from the 2001 season.
Hello.
David from Maine says, something I haven't heard discussed this week is the possibility of Tom Brady ending his home winning streak.
Yep.
If Brady starts the game and then is pulled at half along with the other starters and the Patriots end up losing, does Brady lose his home game winning streak? He certainly does.
Yep.
He certainly does. So.
He got a cheap one in there. He's got the Castle win.
Yeah, he had it extended by while playing.
Although it's a little flawed logic because he, too, probably would have beaten the Chiefs had he stayed in the game.
That's true.
One more from Sam Munson, who is, he's been channeled by strippers. Bottom line for us is to watch each throw Brady makes in a game, then ask yourself if other MVP candidates make them.
That's all I have to say about that.
And I say no. That's what we do for a career. That's actually our career.
It's about the field management,
right,
though.
And that's what I was getting at with those moments in the game where I think he does make throws that other guys wouldn't make. Now, are they all like that? No. I mean, but my guess is a play like in Buffalo where he gets Gronkowski coming across the field about on his, I don't know, eighth read. I'm going to guess that Michael Vick is not sticking around that long to get that one.
He's long gone by then. Yeah.
And some other guys, Peyton Manning, yeah, he probably would have. Drew Brees, yeah, he probably would have, but not every guy does. Not every guy is able to sift through all that garbage and find the guy wide open, the one that Andy always brings up from the Super Bowl against Philadelphia, where he hits David Givens up in the pylon. He's looking left the whole time. The whole time he's looking left. And all of a sudden he looks over to the right, and there's nobody near Givens.
No, I'll tell you.
Could anybody make the throw? Yeah.
I'll tell you,
no
one would have found him. Another quarterback who is good at that is Drew Brees, but he's an MVP quarterback too,
I just said that.
Oh. You really don't listen, do you? He literally just said that.
Really?
Yes.
I thought he was talking about Tom Brady.
He said Brady, and then he goes Manning and Brees. Yeah, they
okay. Say, well, Drew Brees is good at it.
Yes, I know.
Mark in Redding says, I've been listening
Drew Brees is good at that.
Is he?
Not really this year. He's throwing a lot of picks.
Well, I think he's trying to do too much this year.
Comes with being an MVP quarterback.
You think
Tom Brady has had to feel the need to do a lot this year?
I agree. That's
with no defense and no Moss?
That's where it comes from.
Everyone sucks but me.
And he's done it by throwing, I'm going to go three picks. It's really two, actually.
I've been listening to the show for about 4 years now and finally got a subscription to the paper this week for Christmas. The online version is a great addition, allowing me to read at work without giving away that I'm actually not doing well work. My question is about how much does PFW contribute to the lack of or the loss of GDP in the United States?
We should do one of those studies. $2.7 million per year.
Right.
They always do that on like Black Friday, and it was like $43 billion
Or March Madness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When your internet slows down.
Right. My question is about the defensive front this year. As it's been shuffled around so much, it has been tough to get a grasp on who's been playing well and who's been playing poorly. I would love for you guys to grade each lineman this year on how well you think they performed.
Wilfork, A.
Yeah, it is impossible.
Gerard Warren,
B. This is where I'll make way for Sam Munson, is that his name? For Pro Football Focus. If they're breaking down every play for 15 hours and analyzing the blocking.
How do you know if all of a sudden a guy runs into Kyle Love and he makes the tackle, if it wasn't he was in the wrong place at the right time.
I think Kyle Love has done a pretty good job as a nose tackle.
I'm just using his name.
No, I know.
I'm just saying.
I think he's played pretty well. I don't think he's been great. But in terms of being a true nose tackle with Wilfork moving out to end and eating up blockers, I think he's played pretty well. Some of the other guys, I don't know. I mean, some of them have been in and out so much and gone for so long. Pryor now and Wright haven't played in so long. Brace has been in and out. They're all like incompletes for me.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to tell.
Landon Cohen got killed last week. Who knows what he'll be with a week under his belt here in the system.
John in L.A. writes in the spirit of the season and with a nod to happy days of yore, I would like to admit that I was wrong about Matthew Slater. Nobody has been as critical as I when it comes to what I used to consider the NFL's worst case of nepotism. But if we are to buy into Belichick's devotion to special teams as an equal third part of football, we have to concede that Slater is as effective a guy as the Patriots have chasing down kickoffs and punts.
Yeah.
He's got 18 tackles, tied with Tracy White for number one on the team, and 12 of those tackles are solo. Worth a roster spot? I guess so. Standing corrected, John in L.A.
Yeah, I missed 11 of them.
Don't be too hard on yourself, John. I think you're right.
I still see him run by the guy. More on punts, I guess. Punt returns. He's always the first guy down. He never does anything.
It seems like on every team that first guy down normally runs, but at least he funnels them to a certain direction.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned Tracy White, And because I remember Andy when I talked to him.
He's your guy.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say he's my guy. I thought he was very nice. I talked to him once at length this season.
We should clarify, he is a black special teamer, not like Landon Cohen, who may or may not be a black Jewish defensive lineman. You know, names, we got to let people know what the name means.
Seriously, you're really going to go back there?
You're just showing your idiocy. That's all you're doing.
One of the all-time low points of the show. You got to go back there.
You're just further highlighting what we all know already.
Anyway,
yes.
When I talked to him,
Drew Brees?
I talked to Tracy White. he talked about how special teams, I know it doesn't seem it, but it's designed for specific guys to make plays. Kyle Arrington has talked about this too. The role that Matthew Slater plays is going to make the tackle. The role that Tracy White plays on certain different special teams is going to make tackles. If you don't, if you're not leading the team or up there on the team list, you're not going to keep that role very long.
Yeah,
or your job if you're a special team.
You know, Kyle Arrington, for example, talked about during the summer. Well, you know, I was one of the gunners. I have to get downfield. I'm considered one of the speed guys to get downfield and make a play. If I'm not making the play more often than not, they're going to replace me with someone else who is. Mm-hmm. My thing with Matthew Slater is, when I watch other teams play, I see a guy that sticks out in that role. Matthew Slater, to me, does not stick out in that role. It's, you know, after the play is over, you know, brought down by Matthew Slater. You know, oh, really? I didn't know. I mean, it just looked like a pile of guys in the middle of the field, and he was one of them. I'm not saying he's terrible at his job. I just don't see the value of that. I think you could get anybody. You don't need to take a fifth-round pick and get that guy, in my opinion.
So the Belichick's not the kind of guy to keep a guy just because of nepotism. They must think he's valuable.
The nepotism thing was a joke, I think, that John had.
No, but
about Jackie Slater.
But if you're right, Paul, why are they keeping the guy around?
Because
he doesn't fill a role anywhere else.
I think that he's versatile. They think he's versatile, so it's good for practice.
Yeah.
And he is one of their core special teamers.
No,
they don't have a lot of guys this year that are that, and they haven't been great on special teams.
I mean, they got
rid
of Sam Aiken.
I don't think he's great, but I don't think he's as bad as we think he is.
No, I don't think he's a terrible. I'm not saying he's a bad special
teamer. We blacklist him because we watch him run by the punt return. It seems like every time down, you're waiting for him to have one of those signature plays where he tackles a guy for no gain or for a loss and blows a guy, and he always misses. The guy always zigs, and he zags and runs right by him at full speed. How come we haven't given Nelson a chance to talk about himself?
Well,
I know Damien has kind of stolen the show for him, but he's a guest. He bought us lunch. He had us gift packets for Christmas. He works for Dunkin' Donuts, which is we're allowed to talk about.
That is true.
It's not like he's from Honeydew. He's, you know, a sponsor.
No,
one of a sponsor.
I think Dunkin' Donuts sponsors everything these days.
Yes.
You know, if there's a sport out there, Dunkin' Donuts has got their name attached to it. So tell
America
us a little,
runs on Dunkin'.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Nelson. You're from Keene, New Hampshire.
Keene, New Hampshire. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. I've been working for Dunkin' Donuts for years now. My dad actually is the one who owns it. So him and my uncle were partners for a while. Now they split up. So I'm pretty much running the business for them.
Is that a good business? Must be. There's a lot of those franchises everywhere.
Yeah.
Now you have one or?
No, there's three in the town of Brattleboro, Vermont. It's right over the border.
Yeah.
So
I know three streets. I know the three of them.
Right.
One's Putney Road.
Yeah.
Canal Street and West Pratt.
That's right.
Nice. Okay, good.
What's your favorite donut, Damien, from Dunkin' Donuts?
The Yanni.
What is the Yanni? Can you stop?
Oh, I don't know.
Yanni's a pan flute guy.
Chocolate frosting, basically.
I was asking about it, my favorite donut, vanilla cream, which they don't sell in my area anymore. It's got basically vanilla frosting in it, and they don't have it anymore down my beat.
Oh, they also stopped selling brownies with nuts, which.
Yeah.
I mean, I know all these people have these allergies, but I love brownies with nuts. And they used to make a great one.
You know? They really have expanded that whole thing. They got cupcakes now and
cookies. Yeah, well, some
and,
of them have cupcakes. Not all of them.
Like raspberry bars or
right,
something. Yep. You guys have all that?
We don't have it up there, but a lot of the places are, cupcakes, pizzas.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming you've been a Patriots fan all your life?
Of course.
Yeah?
Yep.
Big time Patriots fan.
Big time, yeah.
Yeah.
How many games you go to a year? Do you go to a lot?
Not so many anymore. My uncle actually used to have, or he still does have, season tickets, and he used to take me, you know, at least once a year when I was younger.
Then they got good, and he stopped taking me.
Yeah, then they got good, and then I started working more. So it was like, okay, you work, and I'll go watch the game. And, okay.
How about Damien? You been to a game?
No.
Not yet.
The only type of sport game I've been to is a Bruins game.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Woo! That's a good game to go to.
You play hockey yourself? Do you get out there up in New Hampshire?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. What other sports do you play? Do you play?
I like to play baseball, soccer.
Yeah.
Boo. We don't like soccer.
Soccer's okay. You'll grow out of it.
Baseball.
You'll grow out.
Baseball's big. You're lefty?
At school.
Actually, soccer, if you're any good, I can get you on the Revs because they need help.
He's about that size.
Yeah.
Lefties. What position do you play in baseball? Why do you have to look at your father for a reason?
I'm good at catcher.
You're good at catcher? That's not really
so
good.
That's
not good for being a lefty.
I'm not that good at pitcher, though.
Neither was Paul.
We'll work on it.
That's okay.
Anytime Andy wants to get in the batter's box, that offer stands.
I'm ready. Anytime, man. Your little Achilles heels.
I keep hearing the challenge.
I won't even break
fulfilled.
A sweat.
At school,
I ruptured my Achilles. It was supposed to happen this summer.
At school, we have a huge field, and we usually play football with that. Like, we have a huge field.
Yeah. You ever play lacrosse?
No.
No? One of these days.
What kind of football do you play? Is it organized, or is it more just get the kid with the ball?
I don't really know.
It's organized. We just get a bunch of kids out there after school and we start playing.
Nice.
That's cool.
I want in on that batting cage thing, too.
You might be young enough to make contact.
Perhaps.
Contact. You wouldn't get a hit.
Did you play in college?
Contact. Yeah.
Well, I think you're remembering from 20 years ago.
He's a Hall of Famer.
I played some varsity baseball. I can hit a little bit.
When's the last time?
All right, then you're in on the beat.
I played some varsity baseball. I can hit a little bit.
Now, Andy, just so
he's
that you
lot
know.
He's like Eric. He's the best he ever
after
anything
that,
he did.
I might actually have to throw the ball a couple of times before
Paul, when's the last time you threw in anger?
20 years.
That's what I'm talking about. You might surprise
I resign.
Yourself. It might have left you.
Listen, I never had it to begin with. I don't need it to get you out.
Oh.
That's my point. Why does this never happen?
I'll take you down, too.
Should make this some sort of a fundraiser.
Well, we already know that Fred's the best athlete on the show. He's beat you in a decathlon one day.
That's true.
Triathlon. You like that, huh?
I just can't picture. I can picture Fred with like the sweatpants,
the short shorts. With
Fred actually
the
is
socks.
A good tennis player.
Looking like
he's
Jackie
very good
tomorrow,
in tennis.
I'll give him.
But I gave him a scare in tennis the first time we played, and a scare for his life
almost,
when he nearly
I
died.
Died.
Yeah,
it's
I don't think you gave him a scare as much.
Damn man, not tennis players.
I still remember there was a ball there and a ball four courts away. I'm gonna walk and get that ball and just take a little break here. I'll be back in 5 minutes.
It was the longest one set match in the history of
tennis. Will you stop talking about tennis, players and stupid Hollywood hackers?
Ross in Glasgow writes in yesterday. See, I was wondering why people were so upset that Merriweather made the Pro Bowl. You know,
yeah, you were.
So let's talk about that. And Ross says yesterday, Fred said that he thought that fans were mad at Merriweather for making the Pro Bowl. It's not that at all. I don't mind him making the Pro Bowl. In fact, good luck to him. He will likely get a bonus and a better chance of a good contract after his rookie deal. The problem I have with him gets back to one of Bill Belichick's phrases, doing your job. Merriweather all too often doesn't do his. Every time a play goes his way, I get a little nervous that he might miss a tackle or fail to defend the play. He can come up with a highlight play, but he can also give up the big one as well. He lacks consistency, which is a necessity at his position. It is called safety for a reason. Sanders and Page may lack some of his physical attributes and skills, but I feel they are more reliable and less likely to give up the big play. It is for this reason that I don't think Bill Belichick has Merriweather in his long-term plans. As we saw with Maroney, Bill will likely try to get value for him before his rookie deal ends. It may well be that his Pro Bowl selection improves his stock and resale value. In contrast, I think Chung is becoming something special. Thanks, Fred, and men of PFW. Have a great New Year's, or Hogmanay, as it's known here.
Hogmanay?
Hogmanay. Hogmanay? Hogmanay.
I don't know. Why don't we just wait for Brooklyn Matt to chime in, and you get it off of Google.
Hogmanay.
Hogmanay. That's what the New Year is? Hogmanay.
I guess so. All right. I'll take his
word
for
it. I'm not sure I have a read on what Jared Page is yet. I'm not really.
Yeah, I haven't seen enough of him.
Yeah.
Seen enough of him. But for a guy who hasn't played,
he seems pretty physically gifted.
For a guy
big,
who hasn't played
fast.
A lot,
what?
What's the matter?
I don't know. Fred wanted to say something, but then he took a bite.
For a guy
so
who hasn't played a lot, he's shown up.
Yeah,
he tends to.
No,
he's
but I
made
mean,
some plays.
He's big, and I haven't noticed him saying, "You know what? He looks slow because he's too big." He looks pretty fast to me.
He's physically the most imposing of the four.
And let's not forget that other guy, by the way,
Josh Barrett.
Yeah, they picked up from Denver. So there's
Merriweather.
Definitely a chance Merriweather's
bye-bye
this offseason. Draft day, you were right, Fred. That's a good draft day, one of the Ellis Hobbs type. You get a pick or something, draft day.
2 fifth-rounders?
Whatever.
Dave, I won't be surprised. Sorry, Freddie. Go ahead.
No, it's all right. Dave from Denver writes in. First, a little info about me. I was born and raised in Iowa.
Enough about him. More about me.
Married into New England sports, Patriots, Red Sox, and Celtics in particular. My wife is from New Bedford, Dartmouth area.
Hey!
There you go.
Who's your wife?
He didn't say.
Like Mike Adams?
And while I'm excited about my future at Dighton Rehoboth,
love the show and listen to most of your in-season podcasts. Now my somewhat random questions, thoughts. I, too, have a hangover from the loss to the Giants in the Super Bowl a couple years ago. Do you think this experience will help drive them to win or be a burden on the team?
The Super Bowl 3 years ago?
I don't really think it. Either.
Well, let's just say once they get there.
Oh, to get to the Super Bowl?
If they get there, do you think it can be used as motivation?
Yes.
Or do you not even talk about it?
Motivation, because with such a young team and a new-look team, I think some of the leaders will sell it as, I know we've been five times, whatever, but these aren't easy. Don't take them for granted.
Right.
Don't ever let the mistake of assuming you're going to win.
I agree with that.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. Now, individually, do you think a guy like Brady,
yes,
that's on his mind?
I am
not going to let that happen again.
Yes.
Who did I
Does
hear?
Does that bode in the Patriots' favor no matter who they're playing?
Yes.
Okay.
On Damian Sunday.
Just lost interest in the show.
Yeah. Getting a little long here.
Boring.
He's also like Eric. He's drinking like fancy bottled glass bottle water there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, very impressive.
Boring.
When my dad said bottled water, we thought it would be like plastic, not glass.
I bet you that was expensive, too.
That's good stuff.
That's probably a $5 water right there.
Saratoga
natural spring water from the tap.
As opposed to unnatural spring water? Because how could you come from a spring?
I think I heard
unnatural.
On Sunday, the sports reporters on ESPN, I'm trying to think of who said it, but Bob Ryan was on, you know, that crew.
Okay.
Oh, I think it was Howard Bryant.
Okay.
I think it was Howard Bryant.
So it was a racial issue?
No.
Always is with him.
His point was that he doesn't think the Patriots have ever really gotten over the Giants' loss.
In terms of what?
Continue, you know, getting past that. Getting so close to being, 19-0. And he thinks they've had success the last couple of years. They've had their share of success, but they haven't been able to get over it. And this is their opportunity, to, you know, for Brady. Belichick used who he was talking about.
I mean, going into that game,
I don't know. Just the only thought way it was an interesting comment. I hadn't heard anybody talk like that before.
Going into that game, you know, again, it was that expectation of it's a done deal. I mean, the only thing that could have stopped them was some guy catching the ball with one hand against his helmet. That's the only thing that could have, you know. Oh, that happened.
I remember you said that. I remember you said that on the Thursday before the game.
Right.
You know, unless a guy catches the ball with one hand up against his head.
Yeah.
I still remember. Do you remember the ESPYs that year and they did Justin Timberlake inserting himself in events? And for that one, he was on the sideline and he's chewing his gum and he goes, oh, I got to get rid of this. And he puts it on top of Tyree's helmet.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was very funny.
That's funny.
There was like 6 or 8 of those, but that one was
the funniest. That's good. I just got
I'd
an email.
I'd have to watch the ESPYs ever.
He was very.
He is
one of the best entertainers of our generation.
I like Justin Timberlake.
He is. He has it.
Yes.
Whatever it is, he has.
A lot of these pop guys, you know.
And my wife would like to have
flashes
his it.
The, you know, he is genuinely talented.
Impressionable youngsters.
He stopped paying attention. He lost a lot of interest. It's a one-hour show at best for him.
Damon, you know who Justin Timberlake is, right?
No, I don't.
You don't?
Wow.
Really?
You don't know who Justin Timberlake is?
You know who Justin Bieber is?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately.
All right.
He has two sisters.
Sisters.
Oh, okay.
And now after they heard the songs are going crazy, and I'm getting really annoyed by it.
I know.
How old are the sisters?
Six.
Oh,
it's a good thing I got the Xbox now, because now I just stay in my room playing that
Right,
all day.
Put your headphones on, tune them out.
I
hear you.
I like the level of disgust in his voice. I really appreciate that. Rebutting
Are they older
he
sisters?
Zero to hot.
Young,
yeah, I like it.
Are they older sisters younger. Or younger?
Younger.
Try to at least listen to
Keep
their
up
guests.
With the conversation.
He
I
bought
just
you
asked
lunch.
That.
The least you could do is listen.
Drew
just, Brees.
I just got an email, and I'm going to need more information on this. But supposedly the Rex Ryan wife thing just got a lot worse.
Really?
So please tell any more information on that.
Well, apparently I got some email.
Am I still the only one who doesn't care about this story?
Well, Fred, I got some emailed photos this morning of Darrell Revis and some feet. like in the back of a limo, like kissing the feet, caressing the feet.
Rex Ryan's wife's?
No, no, no. So we don't know who's, but
so he's like mocking Rex Ryan?
No, no. I think it's like an actual. He is of the same ilk as Rex Ryan in terms of his desire
what
for
is
feet.
What are these jets and foot fetishes?
What are the odds?
Oh,
of that?
I love it.
I'll forward the email to Webber.
Maybe he's going through the whole locker room.
Oh, this is great. Maybe that was part of, you know, getting drafted was you right. know you had to pass
the, you had to like feet.
Pass the sniff test.
Really beautiful feet.
You like what I did there?
Yes. No, but yes. I had a quick question. That guy from Denver.
Most men like to do a lot of things with those feet.
I actually talked to somebody. Have you got? Supposedly Denver sports are terrible. I always thought it was a decent sports city. There's a kid I know. He's like 25 or whatever. He went to college out there, and he's now living there. And he said, it's a joke. Like, they don't really care about the teams. Sports radio is an embarrassment.
Wait,
you listen.
Denver Broncos?
The Broncos have a great following.
Yeah.
See, I always thought that. He said it's non-existent. It's nothing like New England. There is no passion.
Well, you can tell the 70,000 people that go ape poop every week at the
right,
game.
But they go, but... And he said that sports radio, he said it's embarrassment. Like, they don't know name. Like, people call in and the sports radio would be like, I don't know, let me look at, like, it. There's no quality sports radio.
I think sports radio... I can definitely see that because I've been driving around in this bad sports radio.
You go down to Virginia every year.
Well, I mean, I drove across the country too, Fred. So I've heard sports radio in a lot of different states.
When did you do that?
A while
20
back.
Years ago?
He was
no,
chasing
not
a girl.
Quite, not
she lived
quite.
In Oregon or something.
No, she lived in New Jersey.
So Carla, why'd you drive across the
girl
country?
Girl from New Jersey, you know. Well, she was actually finishing up an internship in Oregon.
He just turned it to Eric there.
Right.
I was right.
Yeah.
I was
right.
And
right.
He goes, no, she's from Jersey.
No, he said she was from Oregon. Anyway,
you just turned into
what
Eric.
Are you doing?
No, I didn't.
Kevin,
I didn't look
you
at you in disgust. Get your hands off of Fred's leg.
What
that's
are you
not,
doing?
That's not
this
appropriate.
Is my email box.
That's his joystick.
What do you want? To me?
Anyway, I don't think that judging sports radio is a good way to judge an area's sports.
I don't know. He works at a hotel, and he just didn't.
What do you think an out of towner would think when he heard? The callers on sports radio here.
We'll skip the callers and go to the hosts.
Morons.
Yes.
Right? Now, I don't think they were a bad sports town.
I remember I was there during the whole Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa thing, and I was there an extended stay. So I listened to a lot of sports radio, and I thought they were doing the exact same thing that the Big Show. They had the Weiner line. It was copycat radio.
I think a lot of it is like that.
Yeah.
I just think that when you listen to these guys, some of them are bad. But, I mean, if, you know, a lot of the guys just don't sound right. And when you're not, it's not a familiar sound to you.
Yeah.
It sounds worse than it really is.
I just thought Denver was a good, I mean.
I think Denver is a good sports
The Avalanche, team. The Rockies have been to the World Series. It seems like they,
I think Denver is a good sports
success
city.
To create more passion.
All I know is that Broncos fans are rabid. Now, I don't know. Maybe that's changed since Elway's been gone.
Maybe
and,
McDaniels ruined it all.
Well, I know that they were really pissed at him this year, but I can't believe in 1 year the whole fan base has deserted the team.
I don't know. I just thought that was interesting.
I think it's the opposite. They had websites devoted
and
to firing him. So
is
I
it
think
for
that's,
sale?
That's passion.
I heard something about Bolin might be trying to sell.
Well, no, there's rumors that he was, but he says he's not. You know,
why would he sell? I mean, need to or want to?
Want to?
I heard there was maybe a health issue.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. You know.
Ty Wynn writes in, my name is Ty
Wiginton?
From Arlington, Texas. I got married to a girl here, so I moved from Boston to Arlington 3 years ago. I also live 5 minutes away from the new stadium. So my wish is for the Pats to play at this stadium in February. There's a lot of Patriots haters down here, so I feel like a loner. If anyone lives around the area and loyal to the Pats, please speak up. By the way, I love the show. It helps me keep up with the team and anything else regarding football. It makes my long day at work shorter. Keep up the good work.
That's where we get into that thing with how much productivity we cost.
So
the business
Ty is
world.
Looking for people in the Arlington, Texas area to hook up with.
Well, not in that way. Not in the Rex Ryan and his wife kind of way.
I mean, in a football fandom. Let's see.
He really did run out of gas. He just lost it.
Did you have a lot of sugar after lunch today?
No.
Okay. Mark from Cheddar writes in.
Cheddar.
He says, hey, guys, and Eric. Andy, will Eric be by later? Yes, he will. was listening to Tuesday's show on the podcast, and Steve, Jim, Kevin, whatever his name is behind the glass,
Phil.
You know the one who contributes so much that the AK-47 show should be the A-47 show.
Yes, I agree. Well, does that mean Paul or just me?
Anyway, it was embarrassing how desperate he was to give out his email address. Does he have any friends? Did you give out his email address?
Whose?
I didn't give out email addresses.
No? Your own?
No.
No?
No, he was telling them to go to the wall on
Yeah, because everyone was writing and Facebook contributing thing. The show through the wall like John Rook does.
Oh, you don't want to do that. You want to come right to the show. Webradio at Patriots.com.
Well, we can diversify.
Anyway, on to the Patriots over-under game. Ready?
Over.
Patriots plays, Brady plays two quarters on Sunday.
Over.
Push.
I'll say over.
Welker plays one quarter on Sunday.
Over.
Over.
Damien, you want to play?
Yeah, sure. Over.
Okay.
cracked himself up.
The Patriots have 0.5 turnovers on Sunday.
Over.
You think they'll get one?
The streak ends.
I'm going to say under. I'm going to say the streak continues into the playoffs.
You don't think it's good to have that turnover before they get into the playoffs to get them?
Did you hear that yesterday?
No, I didn't. I can imagine.
They finally started talking about it?
Shaughnessy said, you know, don't you think it's better to have, I go, what are you channeling your inner Michael Gee?
And he started laughing. I said that like 2 weeks ago. I was waiting for somebody to write it as a column like Michael Gee.
Yeah. I don't know. I think once you do it, you chances are that's, you know, it's like when you have a long winning streak and you lose and then you tend to lose another one.
Well, one thing Belichick said is that we emphasize turnovers every game.
Right.
You know, it's...
I know, but everybody does.
I know.
They've been able to go seven... I think the longer you... Obviously, the longer you keep it going, the better. But I'm afraid that once you do it and it snaps and you're like, oh, we turn it over, we're bummed out. And then all of a sudden you do it three more times.
Yeah. And by the way, I heard Green Ellis clarify yesterday. There was talk that he had never fumbled at any level, blah. He said he definitely has fumbled, and he's pretty sure it was in high school. Can't remember exactly when, but he thinks it was just one in high school.
So he literally never fumbled once in college?
That's what he said. I didn't check it.
We had an email
like
about
a Paul
that.
Perlow
I don't know
statement.
Where it is, but when I get to
I know
it.
People have said that he never fumbled in college. I've never looked it up.
But he said yesterday the one time was
maybe
in high
Pro
school.
Pro Football Focus can go back and look at the tapes from Ole Miss and Indiana.
And Indiana.
Patriots score 30 points on Sunday. Over or under?
I'll go over.
I'm going to say under only because I don't know how long Brady's going to play.
Damon, what do you think?
I'm going to think under.
Under? Okay.
Because, I mean, we've been doing good, but I think it's going to get a little shorter as we go on.
Okay.
I agree.
Belichick, the head coach of New England Patriots, after the game uses, we will prepare for whoever we play once during press conference when asked about who they'll face in the playoffs.
Yeah, that'll be in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, that
over.
Yeah, that definitely will be over, but at least this time it'll be legit.
Right.
Merriweather has spent 600 minutes telling friends and family that he is a two-time Pro Bowler.
Under. Yeah. I actually got the feeling he was a little
embarrassed,
uncomfortable, whatever.
Well, especially knowing on his own team that he's not
the
really
best
the best safety.
The third best safety.
Yeah. I don't know about third. Probably second.
Third.
This year he's been
Jimmy,
third.
Chung, and then him.
And I think if Paige was healthy all year before.
And he's kind of, yeah, he's holding on to that for dear life. And if Josh Barrett gets healthy, peace out.
Over or under, Eric has phoned Ocho Cinco's billboard number 8 times in the last 2 days.
Over.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you ever notice that Eric is old with his cell phone usage? Like, he turns it off like an old person does and, like, then turns it on and checks it and
Why
turns
would
it off.
Why did you notice that?
I room with him.
Oh.
And it reminds me of my mother-in-law. And old people are, like, scared the battery's going to die or something. So they, like, have it off, but then it's on and then check it.
I think he's got something going on. He's a man of mystery.
Well, he had something going on. Forget it.
I think he's got something going. That's the understatement of the year.
Somebody might be listening.
Tom and Pitt writes in. This is about Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. He said, Tom Curran had an interesting stat on Benny that I found amazing. He looked back at Green Ellis's year at Indiana and Ole Miss and added those touches with his pro career numbers. Benny has 1,284 touches in 7 years, 4 college, 3 pro, with 0 fumbles. That is staggering to handle the ball almost 1,300 times without a single fumble. What a stud. I can't wait to see what he does with a full season as the established starter.
When's that going to be?
So
I'm
Benny must have been thinking
that's
high
be
school.
Next year.
But let's consider this a full season as an established starter. By the way, for 15 games he was the established starter. No, don't forget he took over the role in the second half of the Jets game in week 2, when we didn't realize that Fred Taylor was banged up as much as he was. So this is a full season basically of full time lead guy.
Fred Taylor also kind of intimated that he'll be retiring at the end of the season.
Yeah,
today.
That was. The one quote that kind of stood out to me was nobody close to Gillette knows how frustrating this has been to me. So does that mean he just hasn't voiced it?
Right.
But other people?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I took that as like
maybe
teammate.
Family knows.
Family and stuff. Yeah. No, but me, I'm just doing my job.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I think he's being a good teammate.
Yeah.
And his personal situation hasn't been the most pleasant, but he's kept it to himself and his family.
Yeah.
Not letting it become a problem with the team.
But it worries me, and I understand that he's frustrated, but he's been through this before, right? You know, with the injuries and all that stuff. And
Now he's healthy and not playing.
Well, yeah.
Healthy scratch, first time ever.
But that's what I'm worried about, that he's letting that part of him get him down. Because I think there's going to be a point where they're going to need him, or they could use
him. And I think he'll be ready.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, I mean, he won't be ready unless he gets hurt.
I hope not. I'm not saying that I don't think that Fred Taylor can do anything, but I'm saying I hope it doesn't get to the point where we're in need of another running back beyond Benny and Woodhead.
No, I hope it doesn't come to the point where they have to use him. But I think if you come out with a healthy Fred Taylor, he can contribute. No doubt.
You know, I'm not worried if he has to play.
I wouldn't be worried if he had to play, but my point is I would feel like if we had to rely on the running game in any way, shape, or form because of necessity, that would be bad.
No, I'm just saying he might have to take the carries.
No. Yeah.
Whatever the carries are.
I don't care who carries the ball. They'll average about 4.5 yards a carry. That's what they do.
Jordan in London says, just quickly, Fred, if you want brownie with nuts, I would suggest visiting Paul's doctor. Because of Paul's procedure.
Yeah, you shared with me off the air, and I'm going to bring it on the air. You're getting the procedure as well.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah, this year.
Oh.
Fitty.
Nothing at all.
Big fitty.
You know, those sound effects get kind of annoying sometimes.
Tell him.
You don't like that? Yes.
Out of the mouths of babes.
This is the best guest we've ever had
yep.
on the show.
Including Eric.
How about Army laying it to SMU, 16-0? Late first half.
What are you talking about?
The football game that's on right there.
Connecticut, Oklahoma. Strippers and I got a bet for lunches.
I always root for the service academies in the bowl games,
Figures.
By the way. Figures what?
I don't know.
I know that's a very controversial stance that I took there.
508-543-7482 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Is Anthony in Naples still on it?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Anthony, how you doing?
Portuguese power.
What's going on, guys?
But we'll still play the guinea music in the background.
And I also call for an apology.
Okay. You won't get the apology, but we'll take the apology.
By the way,
I'm just
going to
get it out of the way. I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'm sorry, Anthony. I'm sure I said something stupid.
By the way, Derek Burgess just got waived by the Eagles, in case anyone's interested.
He was on there?
Yeah.
He got picked up late. They got a rash of injuries on that kind of defensive end/outside linebacker spot.
Well, to be honest with you guys, you barely noticed him on our team, let alone to notice him on another team.
That's right.
But first, let me apologize because I went on a cruise last week, so your numbers might be down because of that. So I wanted to say sorry, Andy.
Well, thank you. Download it twice each day this week.
Download it twice. All right, I'll try. But you know what? I probably double dip anyway because I'll download it on my iPhone and I'll download it again on the computer. So maybe your numbers are skewed because of that.
Probably.
But really, you were just on the running back issue. Well, not really issue, but subject. And I want my apology because you guys poo-pooed the Ben Jarvis Green Ellis on me in the beginning of the season.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I said
it. Doesn't ring a bell, does it?
No, but I'm sorry.
I only remember when I'm right, not when I'm wrong.
Well, I remember a lot. I thought they were going to be 10-6. I remember that.
Yeah, but I don't know if you recall. Well, obviously you guys don't recall, but I mentioned, I was like, I don't know. I'd rather have him carry the ball more than Maroney. And I wanted to at least give it a whole season, and it seems like I was right. So I just want to let you know.
You are right. He's better than I thought he was.
He's better than I thought he was, but I think he's – I mean, I honestly – and I'm not trying to be stubborn or argumentative here, which is surprising. I think he's only been marginally better than Maroney.
Marginally?
Yeah.
But my argument in the beginning of the season, Paul, actually was during – I think it was preseason, but anyways, was that I'd rather have a guy that I can count on for 2 to 3 yards every down than a guy that – give me a minus 1 yard, but then break it off for 7, maybe break it off for 15, but then 2 to 3 more downs, he's negative 1 or 2.
The thing that you got, I think, that was the most glaring improvement from Benny over Maroney last year anyway, and we just talked about it. Maroney fumbled 4 or 5 times last year,
call.
And Benny hasn't fumbled at all.
Because let's remember,
because
down
otherwise
the stretch in 07, Maroney was way better than Ben Jarvis is right now.
Yeah, and I think generally if Maroney got the amount of carries, I think that he would have been just as productive. But the thing that Benny has separated himself with, he has not turned the ball over. And Maroney turned the ball over last
year. See, I disagree, Paul. If Maroney had the same amount of carries, he'd be just as productive as Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis. I defended Maroney. I say no because he just didn't hit the hole the way Green Ellis hit the hole.
Well, why were his numbers the same?
I'm telling you, this year they wouldn't be the same.
But why have they been the same in the past?
They
like Andy just said, in 07, he averaged, what, 4.4 a carry with about 50 or 60 less carries. So that's why you had 200 fewer yards.
You're dropping everybody back for the past, though, Paul. You can't have that argument.
What do you think they're doing now?
Yeah, but no, but everybody...
They throw the ball two out of every three plays.
You're covering Moss, and then you have the whole... They're not even thinking run in 07.
Nobody is thinking run in 2010, believe me. They run the ball. They run the ball as an afterthought.
Because they're thinking run. I'm sorry, Paul.
Okay. People are playing the run. They throw the ball 67% of the time, but people are playing the run.
Well, the play action wouldn't work if they're not thinking run as well.
The play action has been a major part of this offense.
I think so.
Okay.
Besides when they're in the fight, when they're in the
let
spread.
Me know how well that play action works when Tom Brady's not playing.
Damien, likes that.
Damien, give me some, buddy.
Well,
I like. Listen, I've fallen
going.
In love with Benny because I love the way he protects the football. I'm not going to say anything bad about Benny. I've been talking to him a little bit the last few weeks. He's a really quiet guy. He doesn't like to talk about himself. I like the way he handles himself. He doesn't have a lot to say. You're not going to get me to say anything bad about Ben Jarvis Green Ellis.
No, and I agree. And to be honest with you, too, listen, I'm clear. I don't think he's the answer for the future. I think in those in the first 3 to 4 picks this year coming up, I wouldn't be surprised if they took a running back within the first 3 picks.
Yeah, Andy and I have talked to some people in the know, so to speak, and that's probably not far off. I think that's an area they're going to look to supplement. Now, it may be in free agency. You know,
yeah,
maybe a guy like Pierre Thomas from New Orleans. What's up, guy?
Hey, guy.
How about
here.
Steven Jackson?
I think Steven Jackson's probably too rich for their blood.
Yeah.
You think so? You never know. You might want the ring.
Great player. Great player.
Should have drafted him.
I
wanted to draft him.
You know, I'm not going to get into the whole ring thing, but there are 31 other teams that he could go to that, you know, might be able to win a ring, too.
Don't read my comments.
You're right. Other players don't think about coming to New England for a ring. You're right.
I don't know.
Good, Anthony. Ding. Good.
Yeah, God forbid that should be on the top of their list to come to New England. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's
It worked out well for Junior Seau. Worked out well for a lot of guys.
Come back, Anthony. Come on.
Well, you know, you can't win it every year.
I know. Well, Borges and Perillo think if you don't, then you're no good.
But that's my point. You can't win it every year, even if you're the best in the league.
But you go to a place where you think they have the best chance to.
Right, and that's not necessarily. And that's not necessarily
where you go
New
five
England.
Times in 10 years.
That's not bad.
But that's exactly my point. Even if you dominate for a whole decade, you can go a half a decade without winning one.
Sure.
So why would
it's odd? It's an odds thing, Paul.
You're gonna go if you're a player. You're gonna go where you think is the best situation for you.
And part of that might be winning. If winning
part
is
of it
important
might be.
To you, if playing good football and winning, you go to New England.
Okay.
If you want to have nonsense, reality shows, you go to Cincinnati. If you want the sun, you go to Oakland or San Diego.
If you want to be a system corner and be an All-Pro every year, you go to Philadelphia.
It depends on what you want to do. You know. All right,
guys.
Anthony.
Have a happy New Year.
Okay.
Later.
Hey, Patriots.
Those Portuguese rolls.
Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo informed he's been fined for a hit in the Bills win. Patriots linebacker.
That's ridiculous.
That is.
That's
ridiculous.
Utterly ridiculous.
Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo delivered several crushing blows in the win over the Bills as part of a defense that had several bruising hits. Now he's paying the price. Mayo told me, I don't know who me is. Who the hell is this writing this? Anyway.
Probably me.
Mayo told me the leagues alerted him he's been fined for at least one hit in the game, though he wasn't sure which one. He hasn't received the paperwork yet, so he wasn't sure how much money either. But either way, Mayo wasn't thrilled. Can't blame him. Mayo, pictured in the first game, drilled wide receiver Steve Johnson over the middle in a face-to-face shot, so that may be it. He also injured wide receiver David Nelson in a sandwich shot with Gerard Page, but we'll likely find out Friday. So,
for at least, I mean,
now, I remember the face-to-face shot, but that's a clear example of a guy not using his helmet.
I don't remember
as
a face-to-face shot.
Yeah, it was face mask to face mask.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then maybe I'm wrong then. I don't remember that hit. I remember the David Nelson hit. I remember a couple of hits that he had, and every one of them I saw was
clean,
as clean as a whistle. I don't remember a face-to-face hit.
Unbelievable. I mean, what he did
I'll reserve judgment until I see the one that they hit, they find him for.
Yeah.
Maybe
Eric's
I missed
here.
One.
Hey, Eric.
What do we got over there?
You're not on. BlackBerry was in my pocket, and I didn't have it locked. And
okay, can you talk into the mic, please?
Yeah, I didn't want to take it away from my boy.
Oh, boy, now he's getting, you know.
That's Damien.
Hi, Damien, how are you?
You're breaking the
mic.
Wow.
Yeah,
you're frazzled. You all right?
No, I'm not, because there's all these.
What do you need? You don't need your phone now.
Yeah, I know, but we're asking for there's like 8 million forwards in here that I wasn't supposed to send to people.
Oh, boy.
That are, yeah.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not.
What'd you send?
At the moment.
And
nothing.
To who?
Nothing.
Did
hey,
you
hey,
go
Brett,
all Brett,
hey, Brett
Favre on us?
No.
Dick Stadium.
Let me just delete these first, Fred. Sorry.
Beaver Stadium.
I don't.
All right, so Dingle. Beyond from him, now he's swearing on the radio.
Yeah, Damien, don't be like Eric. Stay entertaining, fun, and cool.
Stay in school. Stay in school.
Stay classy, Damien. let's see.
Are we going to get a practice update?
Yes,
or no?
You will.
No,
just
he's
relax.
Not giving one. He has to get his BlackBerry in order first.
Wow, because it's.
Did you send a love letter to somebody you didn't mean to send a love letter to?
No.
What did he say?
Somebody just sent me some photos.
I simply said, what did he say? You can infer whatever you want.
Somebody just sent me some photos. I don't know.
From
who,
Eric?
No, I don't know who it is, but there's a guy really working over a woman's foot.
That's me, Fred.
No, that's not you.
No, the photos. They're right in front of you, printed out on a page.
I know you sent them to me, but I'm not sure who is in the photo.
Okay.
Doesn't it say it's Darrell Revis?
It does say that, but I don't know if that's him.
Okay.
Is it Rex Ryan's wife with him?
The person in the background could be. Could be. But I'm not sure.
Pick her out of a lineup.
I'm not sure.
Fred has studied that video extensively.
So this is kind of really odd. Really odd.
Now, is this where is this from, Kevin? Is this on the?
It says mediatakeout.com.
No, but has it made it to Pro Football Talk level?
I'll have to look on the internet, but I got that sent to me this morning, so I'm assuming it's out there in the internet.
See where that is.
You got that sent to you this morning. You didn't tell me the first thing as soon as you got it.
We wouldn't have struggled out of the gates had you had given that to Fred. This is his favorite topic. Remember? All the good jokes the other day about, you know, Rex Ryan heard it was a game of inches and thought they meant feet or something.
Excuse me, ma'am. Can I help you with anything?
His favorite movie is Barefoot in the Park.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, you don't have to put your feet in.
His favorite play, too.
Say hello to Nelson.
Wow, they're really soft.
You would think he pushed, like, the button that, like, launched nuclear missiles. That's what he's acting like right now.
We all right?
Really? Hi, Nelson. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Eric?
Good to meet you.
Good to meet you.
And what was your name again? Damien, how are you, buddy?
Good.
Hey, you didn't have to look at your father to answer that question.
So what do we got, Eric?
All right.
Fresh from the practice fields. Inside or outside?
Outside today. Good. They shoveled the lower fields.
Nip in the air?
No, balmy, actually.
Getting mild. One might say mild.
One might say that, yes.
Okay.
Fred wouldn't because
is it melting?
It's the winter.
No,
well,
not really melting yet, but it's
relative.
That's when you're supposed to say it.
Compared to what we've had, it's pretty warm out there.
You can have a mild summer, too.
I'm actually sweating a little bit. It's so warm out there.
Is that because of the BlackBerry?
Might be a little bit of that,
yeah. Something you should not have to someone you should not have.
No, there are a bunch of drafts that were saved that, I don't know.
You saved drafts of emails?
No, it was mistake.
It was
a
mistake. Oh, Eric, Matt.
I had it in my pocket. And I didn't have it locked, so I guess it just mistakenly was creating drafts of things. That
Fred, here's a mighty fix it for you.
I don't like that. Go ahead, Eric.
All right, so don't tell me you haven't bought that.
It's called a Tully Bantakane returned.
That's how we put the deck back together. After it burned down.
Are you going to shut up now or no?
I wasn't even talking, so don't look at me.
Don't snap at
me. He was talking.
Like that.
I was looking at him.
Oh no,
yes, and I wasn't talking.
You were talking.
And
we,
you
as
have
you
nothing
are,
of any interest.
He's
been
like
on the
Drew
Twitter
Brees.
Sphere
he can look
hour.
One way and accuse somebody else.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So TBC returned.
What does that mean?
TBC back in the house.
Yeah. So Conley, Brace, and Wright.
Nothing to see here. Conley, Brace, and Wright. We're
Conley,
listening.
Brace, and Wright. We're out.
Waiting.
Boy, poor Mike Wright. Huh?
Yeah. Not seen. Not been heard from. Or his chair is always up in the locker room, which is not a good sign.
That's not good.
I
can't imagine he's going to be available for the playoffs.
You wouldn't think, but who knows?
Yeah. I don't know.
Did you hear we caused a little controversy?
Who's we?
Who's we?
Me and Andy.
Uh-oh.
Sort of.
Uh-oh.
No, I hadn't heard.
No.
Uh-oh.
Should I save this for a break?
No, go ahead.
Well, I got good news.
For a break,
on.
And then we'll decide whether or not
here.
It's...
What
we'll
did
decide.
I do?
No, we'll decide during a break if we can bring this up
who'd
on
you, who'd you cause it with? Football?
One of his favorite players.
Jimmy?
Yeah.
What did I do?
We'll talk about it during the break.
Why can't you talk about it now?
Because we have to do picks, Fred. We got to hurry. We only have a half an hour.
I think fans now are on the edge of their seat.
Yeah.
They want to know.
Well, we'll see.
We can wait.
We'll see.
It's week 17.
Freddie,
it's like a preseason.
Freddie, those pictures are on the front of Barstool, and the people of Barstool think that is Michelle Ryan, Rex Ryan's wife.
Oh, my God. That would be a phenomenal
and
story.
Barstool's
now
the
we
one,
know how we got him to come back.
Barstool's
he offered up his wife.
And they're the ones who originally came up with the Rex Ryan thing originally, so they're pretty credible.
No, they aren't.
Well, they posted it.
Deadspin was the one
Deadspin.
That came up with it.
Well, this is on Barstool then.
Yeah. So,
who's the hottie of the day?
But that's good stuff. Did you hear about this now?
No.
Daryl Revis and Michelle Ryan.
We don't know if either or
actually,
is.
No, yeah. Actually, there was a little buzz going on at practice among the media contingent about
this.
Yeah. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
And, yeah, our friend Chris Price was saying, this is, like, scripted by a Patriots fan.
Right.
This whole ridiculous.
But I wouldn't believe it. It's what are they
That's
ever
what I mean.
Like,
it sounds like it's scripted
stranger
by
than fiction.
Yeah.
Much stranger than fiction.
Right.
The coach offered up his wife to his star cornerback.
Oh, it's like Milos on Seinfeld. Remember that one?
Yes.
There's nothing ugly about it. He's sniffing the feet of a woman who looks to be, this is clearly a sex. Can I say this? Secular experience.
Or second. All right. So I guess we'll take a quick break. I don't know. What's Kevin doing?
Getting water.
And then we'll get we'll reset and we'll do the picks.
This is Rich Eisen of NFL Network. Where do I go when I want my latest fresh, hot Patriots information? I go to PFW in Progress.
So, Pat, how many Advantage miles have you racked up on American Airlines this year?
That's kind of a personal question, Brian.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed.
Oh, okay, then I'll ask you again. How many miles have you racked up?
236,000.
Miles? That's got to be wrong, because I fly a lot more than you.
Well, flying isn't the only way you can earn Advantage miles, Brian.
Right. I knew that.
I mean, you can earn miles when you buy all kinds of stuff, you know? Stuff you use every day.
Also, like, you know, ping pong balls, Argyle socks, really tall ladders.
Like clothes, you know, movie rentals, gas for your car.
Oh, shish kebabs, Russian nesting dolls, snow globes.
I was thinking, like, newspapers, you know? When you bank, go to restaurants.
Oh, fake mustaches.
Yeah, Brian. You can earn miles when you go to a novelty store and buy a fake mustache.
Awesome.
You can earn Advantage miles for the stuff you buy every day, whatever that stuff may be. Learn more at aa.com/advantage. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
You may know that Verizon Fios has more HD channels than cable, but what you may not know is that now you can sign up for Verizon Fios with no term contract required. And if you're not absolutely satisfied, you can cancel with no early termination fees. That's right. You can get Fios TV, internet, and phone at a guaranteed low price of just $89.99 a month for a year with no term contract required. And if you don't love it, you can cancel with no early termination fees. Just call 1-866-892-6057. That's 1-866-892-6057, and you'll know why now is the best time to switch to Fios. Get your game face on. Play the Gridiron Challenge at patriots.com/gridironchallenge and enter for your chance to win tickets and a chance to win the grand prize, an all-inclusive trip to the big game. Brought to you by Verizon. For official rules and terms, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge. For new customers only, equipment charges, taxes, and fees, and other terms apply. Rate may increase after 1 year. Fios service is available in select areas. Offer expires 9/18/10. Call for more details.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go Braves!
What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go Pats!
Indeed, go Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long. I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Get ready for a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You could win an all-inclusive weekend trip to Super Bowl 45. You're already halfway there. Just enter for your chance to win right here at patriots.com. Simply click on the Verizon logo to play the Gridiron Challenge. It's that easy. And you could win weekly prizes, including Patriots tickets, autographed merchandise, and more. Start playing today. Brought to you by Verizon. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Must be a legal U.S. resident 18 years or older. Ends December 27th, 2010. Void where prohibited. For official rules, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge. Like what you've heard so far? You'll love it even more when you read it in Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or log on to pfwonline.com.
It gets them like 3 weeks later, bro.
Yeah, all I right. Guess so, Fred, since you were already on the air.
Back here in PFW.
Can't believe I'm hosting this.
Progress.
So now we've gotten to the bottom of this Jimmy Sanders story. Eric, you can tell it on the air, and we are clean in this one.
Okay.
We are not in trouble.
Yeah, after the game, we were interviewing some players about the whole impromptu move to Rochester after the Buffalo game and trying to get reaction to that, and Andy was talking to his favorite player of all time, second favorite player of all time.
You know, what are the chances? I happen to stumble into James. Might as well talk to him.
Yeah, after they embraced and,
you
know.
Yeah, you stumble into James all the time.
So, Andy got a couple of quotes
for me.
I really
did. I stumbled over Gerard Warren's bag into James.
And then Gerard Warren was calling people non-athletes and going off on a tangent. But
I'll break your freaking out.
So Andy got a couple of good quotes from Jimmy saying he'd never even heard of Rochester, jokingly. He said this with a smile. He was clearly just joking. And said, you know, I just said to Darius Butler, winning the AFC title game, the AFC East division title, priceless, spending the holidays in Rochester, garbage time. And he was saying it completely jokingly. So we used it in the story, and we wrote it as such, that he was, you know, kidding, and that was his reaction. So the newspaper, Rochester Democrat and whatever they are, Independent or whatever the newspaper
Democrat
is.
And Republican.
Yeah, right.
That's what you almost said.
I almost said, I know.
There's a Chronicle in there somewhere.
Maybe that's what it is, yeah. Democrat and Chronicle.
Yes. Yeah.
They did a story about the Patriots having to come to Rochester and how it created a big stir and it helped the economy and how people were, you know, running to see the Patriots because it was such a rare thing.
What, because I ordered a $40 salad and sandwich?
And Algie Crumpler got dinosaur barbecue.
Exactly.
Well, that's true.
And so they were talking about how everybody had a good time in Rochester except for this one player. And they lifted the quote from the story I posted on the web saying that, you know, James Sanders had never heard of the city and that it was garbage time that they had to spend there. And so now all these people who live in Rochester are hating James Sanders and our PR department.
That's why
Mary wind of it.
The Pro Bowl and Sanders didn't.
Yeah, right.
He lost the
Rochester vote. Just killed him.
All the precincts.
So either they are misusing the quote or people are just way overreacting to this thing. So either way, there's still a little bit more to this that we have to get to the bottom of.
They took it seriously when it wasn't meant to be serious.
But I wonder if the readers took it seriously or if the Rochester Democrat and Republican decided to make it that way to suit their needs.
Right. This is like when Channing Crowder didn't know they spoke English in England.
He was sometimes they shouldn't kid because it gets taken the wrong way.
Yeah. This is one case where they were taken out of context.
Well, they're making it up. So we'll call them the Democrat and Chronicle of Narnia.
But I'm taking back everything nice I said about the hotel in Rochester now. If they're going to take shots at Jimmy, the hotel sucked.
I enjoyed my time in Rochester.
the water. I couldn't get the heat in the shower right. It was windy. All your boarded up storefront.
You couldn't get the heat in the shower. The heat.
Did I tell you?
It was a dive, a dump,
and
maybe I used up all the hot water because it was fine as soon as I turned on the shower.
You
were in there forever, you know, doing you know what.
All night, I'm in bed and
shower.
Like, wow, the wind is really whipping up out there. It must be really, really windy. I woke up in the morning. I had my window open the whole night.
I didn't even know you could open those windows.
Yeah. Did you like crank the heat too? Because it was
cold? I mean I prefer sleeping with the window open. I like the cool air.
But it was it was 20 degrees outside or something, and windy.
It wasn't open enough to make that much of a difference, I guess. But it was enough that the wind was like coming through and making I thought, wow, it's really windy out there. And I woke up, that damn window's open.
That damn window.
You are insane.
All right, it's time to go around the NFL, Paul. Why don't you? This is the last week here before
it is, and I have choked because I let most of my lead go, and now it'll be tooth and nail for the final week. Freddie, congratulations to you, 11-5 last week,
first week you've won all year.
Eric at 10-6, well since week one. Andy at 9-7. I went 6-10.
Oof.
To cough up almost all of my lead. With the spread, Freddie 12-4.
Wow.
Eric 10-6, Andy 9-7, Paul 5-11. For the season, I maintain a lead, but it's a slight one. 149-91, Eric 148-92, Andy 147-93.
Wow.
Fred 137-103.
Three of us are very close together. That's interesting.
That's correct.
One of these things is not like the other.
Let's see. With the spread,
for once he has a good year, and now he's like, you
know. Maybe for once. I always have a good year.
Guy doesn't know where Rob Gronkowski lines up.
Always
and yet he's
have a good
picks. Year.
Eric the Greek over here.
Doesn't know if it's puffed or stuffed. Anyway.
Sicilian, but, you know, I get your point.
You know what
I'm 122-110-8. Eric is 121-111-8. Andy's 118-114-8. Oh, I'm sorry. Fred, 120-112-8, and then Andy, 118-114.
Hey, if you're above 500 against the number, you're doing okay.
You're only two games behind the lead, Fred.
There is absolutely no doubt that it's her.
Really? What about
him?
Him.
Oh, no doubt.
Him as in Revis?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Revis and Rex Ryan's wife.
Is he wearing a jersey?
Oh, that's her.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
Oh, my God.
It's them. It's the best corner in the league and the coach's wife.
What the hell are they doing?
Oh, God.
See, this isn't our fault that this is getting inappropriate.
What
is the Jets' fault.
That's
strange.
What is going on over there?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Was that part of how they got him back into the camp?
Apparently.
I don't know. It's just very odd.
HBO must not have seen it because I would have.
Could you imagine?
That would have really boosted the ratings.
So they just wanted him to get a foot in the door?
Oh, jeez.
No, a foot in the rhymes with door.
Oh.
All right.
Can you muffin for me? Can you earmuff
again?
Yeah, can you
again.
Whore. All right. Let's start.
You know, instead of marrying that earmuffs, whore.
Eesh.
Wow.
There's no game tonight.
No.
Nope.
Is there a bowl game?
I
must
guess
be
so.
Right.
I don't know. Why is there
is
no
Notre
game
Dame Miami playing tonight?
I don't know.
There's no Thursday game, so we'll go to Sunday at 1. Let's start with Carolina at Atlanta.
Falcons by 14.5.
That's a big number.
Carolina stinks. I'll take the Falcons, but I'll take the number.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Come
I promised you. 14.5.
14.5.
I'll lay the hafe. No, I won't. I was just forget it.
You just wanted to say hafe. For the hafe of
it's a little. Fred's all giddy.
Yeah.
Fred can't control himself with this Jets thing. Look at him.
I know, he is.
That smirk is
going
to be on his
face. I know.
And he's going to have people in and out of his Jonathan's going to be calling in and out of his office all afternoon.
That's not a good thing, by the way.
I just can't believe it.
No.
I mean,
especially if we get
this is
to play
it really
in the playoffs.
It's surreal.
And you know what? Now I know there's more. This is probably the tip of it.
Could be, yeah.
Just the tip.
Just
no,
the
toe of it.
I will take the Falcons to cremate the Panthers, win the number one seed in the playoffs, and go on to dominate.
Yeah, I'll
playoffs.
Lay the points, too. The Falcons bounce back after a bad offensive performance last week.
Yeah, I mean, they got a lot to play for, so I'll do the same. Cincinnati at Baltimore. Cincinnati with a surprising win last week.
Baltimore by 10. Two in a row, actually, for Cincinnati.
It won't be three. I'll take Baltimore to win and cover, picking up momentum heading into the postseason. Thank you.
I like Baltimore to win and cover as well.
I will make it unanimous.
I won't. I'm going to pick Baltimore
so it's
to win.
Not unanimous.
But they will not cover.
Yes, it is.
You got to always look out for those intra-division rivalries.
You've mastered that word after bungling it yesterday.
Seven times.
Pittsburgh at Cleveland. Pittsburgh at Cleveland, Sunday at 1.
Okay, so will ESPN cover this part of the story now? Because they covered the original part.
Oh, they got to.
See, I think they only covered the original part because he commented on it, and that made it something.
Right,
they
but now it's out there.
But
now this is continuing on of the same story.
So they're going to have these photos of Darrell Revis fondling Rex Ryan's wife's feet on SportsCenter.
Yes.
Really?
I think they have to.
This is the strangest story ever.
It is.
Of the year.
It is.
Maybe this ever, is, and of any.
You know what this is? You know when we do the preview issue at the beginning of the season? And we always have that ridiculous storyline that we have to come up with?
Yep.
This is
one,
exactly
one
of those
things. A dumb one from Fred that I would have said.
That we would have said, there's
ridiculous.
No chance.
Come on, Fred.
Yeah.
Try a little.
Most men like to do a lot of things with those feet.
How can he, A, show his face in the locker room, B, show his face at, like, the combine
or meetings?
But now
we know why the players are with him, because they're all in on it. Because
they're with her.
Yeah.
In on it.
Yeah. You know?
What is...
They're like cougars, apparently.
This is the strangest story I've ever heard in my life. Yeah. Not sports, not anything.
This is really odd.
For a head coach of a football team to bring his wife into connection of some sort with one of his best...
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I can't stop smiling.
And the whole thing of, well, you know, the first time in it was in 2008 when he was with Baltimore, you know, maybe it hasn't stopped. It's gotten worse.
Which means there's more to come.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know what to expect next.
I don't really understand it. I don't know what it is.
Like,
how did Darrell Revis get in? I don't
apparently he has a foot fetish, too.
Could you imagine if that were actually part of the negotiation?
I'll let you fondle my wife's feet.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past either of them at
this
point.
Now, was Tannenbaum in on that?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Anyway, what a bunch of heels.
I don't know if I believe it.
They have no soul on that team.
It's on the internet, Paul.
Right. Cleveland by 6. Pittsburgh by 6.
I'll take Pittsburgh to win and cover, walking up the number 2 seed.
Likewise.
I, again, will make it unanimous.
Yeah, I will. I will make it unanimous. Minnesota at Detroit.
Minnesota at Detroit. Boy, I'm glad we have all these division games that are really meaningful in the last week. Yeah. Vikings by 3. Oh, I'm sorry. Lions by 3.5.
Hey.
Lions looking for 3 in a row here to close out the season?
Yeah, because they
More
beat.
Nice little winning streak for Schwartzy.
Right.
They have the Schwartz.
May the Schwartz be with you.
The defense last week for Minnesota looked pretty good.
It's actually 4 in a row.
Four in a row?
They beat Green Bay,
yes.
Tampa Bay,
yes.
and
Miami.
And Miami.
Miami. Good
wow,
call.
That'd be a nice little winning streak for them. I don't think it happens. Joe Webb looked like he was having fun out there. That defense looked like they were having fun. I'm going to say the Vikings get the win.
Yeah, looks can be deceiving. Detroit.
You're
Detroit.
Wrong. Just
going to go with the 4 in a row.
Emphatically doesn't make it right. Doesn't make it true.
Yeah, I'm going to take Detroit as well.
You should learn from yourself because that's what you always do. You say things emphatically and then they don't happen.
I'm going to take Detroit as well.
Very true, Eric.
What, like Sam Bradford's going to be great? Yeah, I really missed on that one.
No, like, you know... The running back from the Raiders.
You can't even think
McFadden.
Of his name, so how can I take you
McFadden,
seriously?
McFadden, the guy you said was going to be out of the league in 3 years and only have 3,211 yards rushing
he has
in his career.
Yet to pass 3,200 yards.
He's going to.
And it's 3,210.
I'm going to take Detroit as well, but it's a 2 or 1 point game. So
3.5.
So I will have to take the points as well. So
he's as giddy as Fred was about
he
the
was
other
much
thing.
Better in the first hour. Right
he ran
at
out
the
of gas.
1 o'clock, he goes,
well, you know, it's his first show.
Detroit,
play, come on.
Hit the rookie.
Damian played the role of Andy Hart on draft weekend.
Yep.
He ran out of gas.
So
and he was more active than you've ever been in an entire show. He was. Fact, not opinion.
Detroit wins, but Minnesota covers. Kansas City is hosting Oakland.
Another meaningful division game.
To which Kansas strippers would like me to remind everyone that Oakland can sweep their division and miss the playoffs.
That
feels like we didn't give it enough emphasis yesterday. I will take.
Did he get mad at that? Because
he thought we didn't read it, but we talked about it.
We read it.
Yeah.
Does Kansas City have anything to play for?
Negative.
No.
Ghost Rider.
They're locked in 3, right?
Yes.
But they will play because it's the Patriot Way, and they're the Patriot Way West. Well, not Way West. Kind of in the middle of the
like
country.
Midwest.
Midwest, Patriot Way, Midwest, and I say they roll over the Raiders.
I do, too.
And Darren McFadden.
I do, too. They're going to win that division. They're going to steamroll into the playoffs, at least for the first week.
I'm rooting for Oakland because I like that sort of
And you want the Patriots to have a worse draft pick.
Oh, well, no, I wasn't really thinking of that. But, yeah, that's a benefit, too. And no, I'm rooting for Oakland because I'd like to see that 6-0 in the division, they're going to finish third. I think that's statistically, that has to be unbelievably rare. I'm going to take the Chiefs to win, though.
I'm taking Oakland to win just because the Patriots have had bad luck with that draft pick, and it's going to continue.
Fred, I believe Bill Berry sent you an email that the Patriots need to lose, and that pick for that pick to get its highest strength of schedule-wise
thing about, do you tank
can get up
game?
To 12, yeah, can yeah. be as high as the 12th pick or as low as the 18th.
Right.
And to get to 12, the Patriots have to lose for strength of schedule or something. I don't know.
How is that?
I don't know.
Ask Bill Berry. Bill, can you personally email Paul? You two can go back and forth on it.
How does the Patriots-Miami game impact the Miami, the Oakland strength so that makes Miami win and Miami played Oakland? So it makes Oakland's schedule harder? Is that the way it would work?
I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, skimmed it.
We'll skip over the Miami at New England game, and we'll go to Tampa Bay at New Orleans.
Damian liked it.
Saints by 7.5.
Should we hire him just to make us feel good about ourselves?
We have a new laugh track.
Yeah. Who?
What?
You're not going to listen to me.
Uh-oh.
Why would I start serious for 17 weeks?
New Orleans by 7.5.
I'm going to need to know who they're playing.
Tampa Bay.
Okay. I'll take New Orleans to win and cover. They're the better team. And now Raheem Morris is whining that they got Pro Bowl snubs. Wah, wah, wah.
Okay. Eric?
Apparently Eric's just going to sleep through the rest
of the game. No, evidently he thought it was my turn and he's looking at me in disgust.
No. I'll take New Orleans to win. I'll take the points, too.
You want Damian to fill
You'll
in for you?
Take the points? Well, you give the points.
I'll take the points.
Do you know what that means?
Yes, I do know. That means Fred.
I'm going to
You're the one with the horrible record.
Oh.
It's only a game behind you with the spread there.
Yeah, but, you know, he doesn't know how to pick
games. I will take the Saints, and I will...
Unlike you, he's much better with the spread.
I will give the points.
Eric, you pulled this out of your ass this year.
I do well every year, Fred. It's no surprise.
Yeah, New Orleans will go into that
like
game
picks ladies.
Thinking they still have a shot, depending on what happens in Atlanta. Right. They'll play hard, and I think they'll cover.
Me too. I'm with
Paul. Wipeout coming?
All right, Buffalo at the Jets. Buffalo at the Jets.
All right, now here's an example of just how far the Jets have fallen in the past month. Jets by one.
Wow.
Jets by one.
At home. Against a pathetic football team. They're favored by
Sanchez
1 point.
Sanchez isn't playing. Who's quarterback?
That might explain the 1 point spread. Forget about my dramatics. I didn't realize that he wasn't sitting playing.
No, he said that there's no way he'll play the whole game.
I didn't realize.
Well, I thought it said
I didn't realize that. That's why.
Rest.
That's why that number's so low.
The quote I heard was, "No way will he play the whole game."
Okay, I will take the Jets to rally around their coach because they like his wife.
Wow. Hey, just to interrupt you for 1 second. The
Breaking news on the Rex Ryan
the
front.
The Pro Football Focus, the new MVP standings came up.
She has 10 toes.
No.
Oh.
Aaron Rodgers is ahead of Brady.
Wow.
For most valuable player?
Yeah, for it's Pro just, Football Focus.
Nonsense.
Yeah, guy doesn't even make the Pro Bowl.
Keep drinking, Sam. Keep drinking.
Yep. I will take the Jets to win as well because they have to.
Because they like his wife.
Yeah.
They have to.
Have.
Oh, okay, good.
This is one of the, it's a meaningless game for them, but they have to find a way to get their defense playing better football before they head into the playoffs. I think they will do that, and
they got to win this game.
Is it possible that she really does have special feet?
So Aaron Rodgers didn't make the Pro Bowl. Who was the NFC? I mean, Vic.
Why does he want to talk football?
I want to know who the quarterbacks are in the NFC that Aaron Rodgers didn't make it. Vic and Breeze and who else?
Vic, Breeze, and...
Matt Ryan?
Travis. Yes.
Travesty.
Yes.
Absolute travesty. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
All right, let's go to Sunday at 4:15, San Diego.
Who'd you pick?
Jets.
It's like a little Muppet over here.
See, I do pick the Jets, Paul.
when they amuse you.
San Diego at Denver.
San Diego at Denver. Another really meaningful
division clash.
The Chargers by 3.5.
I don't know. It's hard to go against Jesus reincarnated as a football player out in Denver, but I. I'm gonna take.
Do you
the
know
Chargers,
who he's talking about, Damian?
The better team.
Okay.
I saw Brandon Lloyd said that Josh McDaniels could have kept his job had he just played Tebow.
I'll take the Chargers to win handily. Denver sucks.
Handily.
kind of.
I think the Chargers are so much better, but the problem is, do they just,
right.
you know, we do already they know they have focus issues right. when the season's not over. Now the season's over, but I'll take the
and
Chargers.
And this is the first time in a long time the season's been over for them last week of the season, right?
Yep.
So mm-hmm. I'm going to take Denver, Tim Tebow.
Plus, you like
Thank
him. You'll have your jersey on.
I like Tim Tebow. I'm officially a Tim Tebow
you
fan.
Like guys
I couldn't
with big
possibly.
Thighs.
I can't remember a guy that I've rooted against as hard as this guy.
I like all my feelings.
I think he's the real deal.
What?
Just who he is. He's
busted
not a phony.
Plays.
He's not a phony.
Oh, my God. He's the phoniest
phony
that's ever walked the
that's
planet.
Why
I don't
like
think
him.
He is. I think he's authentic.
Nelson, what do you think of Tim Tebow?
Second coming of Jesus.
All right. Well put.
We're all better off for having seen him
Chicago
play.
Chicago at
speak.
Green Bay. Chicago at Green Bay.
Pack by 10.
Ooh.
Big Bears locked into the number 2.
Oh, they are now?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Eagles, locked
the Eagles are locked at 3.
Okay.
Packers, I believe, need to win,
need
to,
win
make
to,
the playoffs,
to make the playoffs,
though.
I will
to,
take the
to
Packers
ensure a playoff spot.
To win and cover because I think the Bears are going to play. But I think Jay Cutler is weak, and you know something might go wrong, and he goes, "Well, we don't really need this," and then he just lays down.
Mm. And plus, he won't, you know, work on the football.
Right, he won't scuff his balls up before the game.
I will take the Pack to win as well because they have to get in. I'm not convinced that they're going to completely lay down, though. So I'll take the points too, Paul.
I will take the Packers, and for reasons Andy made, I will lay the points.
I don't know what laying the points means, so I'll just say
that's going to be on Facebook, Andy.
I'm going to take Green Bay both ways.
Where's Kevin in that picture for the AK-47?
I don't know. He said he was still working on it, but he wanted me to pass that along to you.
The important part's done.
Jacksonville at Houston. Jacksonville at Houston.
Pick 'em.
Pick 'em.
Oh, Jacksonville at Houston.
I believe Garrard is not playing.
Yeah, he's done for the year. If they make the postseason, he's not playing in the postseason. I will take Houston to win so they won't make
it. He
the
has
postseason.
A finger injury. Did it have to get amputated? Why is he out for the playoffs?
I don't know. He's not Drew Bledsoe. He's not tough. I will take
Paul
Houston. Even though they're a debacle because they're apparently keeping everybody together down there.
Ugh. Houston, you said?
Yeah.
I will take the Jags.
So you're taking Houston?
I will take the Jags. Right, well done. I will take the Jags in an ugly. Ugly game.
Who's their quarterback?
I don't know. Trent Edwards?
Trent Edwards, you are correct. You like him.
I did 2 years ago.
So did the Bills.
I was wrong. What are you going to do? These things happen.
Too bad it's not Quinn Gray, because then our guy
he'd be throwing bullets.
Yeah.
I will take Houston as well. That could go either way, that whole Kubiak thing. It looks like they're going to keep the band back together, keep everybody the same.
Yeah. House Organ John McClain tweeted it.
If they really like him.
Well, they might bring in Wade Phillips as their defensive
coach. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to make some changes on defense.
Supposedly, they're keeping the general
GM
manager and coach.
Oh, okay.
And if they do that and the players like Kubiak, it could be a rallying point. If they're a little upset, you might see them tank it and take one last shot to get rid of him. You know, who knows?
I know you said you were keeping him, but did you really mean it?
Yeah, I'm going to take Houston.
Me too. Tennessee at the Colts.
Colts. I don't even care about the number. Peyton Manning
Colts
will make the postseason.
Colts by
10. Colts by 10. Will cover. Make the postseason.
I'm very tempted to pick the Raiders here, but...
The Raiders, well...
You can take the Raiders if you want, but you already took KC in that game.
Sorry.
Titans?
Yeah.
Good job,
sorry,
Damian.
Thank you.
He brings more to the table than Eric.
His phone has really
but,
got him all frazzled today.
That poor BlackBerry.
But no, I'm going to take the Colts because they're just on a roll.
To the Super Bowl.
Well, not that far, but...
Okay.
No, they can't go to the Super Bowl. Terrell Suggs says it's only Baltimore or the Patriots. I'm going to take Indy as well. I think that they don't need to win this game because I think Jacksonville's going to lose, but...
They'll win it
anyway.
They'll
finish it. And
it's simultaneous, right?
Yeah,
I'll take
probably.
Indy to win, but not cover. Dallas at Philadelphia.
Hi-ho. I need a spread on
that's
that
you
game.
Behind the glass.
Oh, you want to skip it then for a second?
Sure.
Not looking.
He's,
Arizona at
he
San Francisco.
His hat, idiotically.
That Dallas game was off the board, Kevin. Dallas at Philly. Philadelphia. What do you got over here? Arizona at San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yet another meaningful division game to close the season. 6.5. Niners favored.
I'll take the Niners to win, but I'll take the points.
I have no idea. I have a feeling it's going to be a low-scoring, ugly game, too. I'll do the same thing. What's that?
Who's the interim?
Tomasula? Something like that?
The offensive line coach.
Yeah. Is he Samoan?
I don't know. I don't think it's – well, I don't think so.
Our guy Aaron in PR says he's a great guy. He likes everyone.
He worked with
everyone.
Him.
Who doesn't he like?
He gave him his suits.
No, that was Mike Nolan. Fred's disgusted at us now.
Okay, so who's up?
Paul.
Paul.
Who did you take?
I said I would take the same thing as Andy, the Niners to win and the Cards to cover.
Okay, I'm going to take the Niners, but I am going to lay the points because I think Arizona is a pretty bad team.
I'm going to take Arizona straight out. They're going to win. New York Giants at Washington, Sunday 4:15. Giants at Washington.
Don't kill trees. Just tell me
six and a
half.
Did you really need to print that?
Who's this one?
New York Giants at Washington.
Giants by four.
Giants by four. Sure. I'll take them. They're the better football team.
Not by a lot.
I don't like Eli Manning. He's the better of the overrated quarterbacks in this game because the other really overrated quarterback is third string and about to be cut
exactly.
by the Redskins.
Right. I'll take the Giants to win cover, but it's going to be a bad game. There are going to be a lot of bad games this week.
I'm going to take the Giants, but I don't feel real good about it the way they've been playing. And Rex Grossman's played well for the Redskins in the two starts that he's had, but I'll take the Giants.
What's the number here?
Four.
I'm going to take the Redskins straight out. Going back to...
Freddie's going to end up winning the whole thing, you know, because he's picked against us on every one of them, and you know what's going to happen.
Tennessee at Indianapolis. Oh, no.
We already did that.
Which one did we pick?
Dallas
at Philly we skipped over.
Eagles by 6.5.
Sure, this is your favorite part of the show,
Damien. 6.5.
Damien, really?
It's terrible.
We've gotten a lot of laughs out of him, though.
Our focus groups don't really like this segment.
Right, yeah.
2-1-1.
Rook not in the house
the number?
Or is he in his house?
He's here. He's stuck on Route 1 in the snow removal.
Oh, so we got plenty of time
yesterday, too.
Okay, I didn't know that.
That's a pain. It took me 20 minutes to get past Bass Pro.
You sure that's not one of his other jobs, actually removing the snow?
Yeah, he might be driving the Bobcat.
You know? There could be a snowball fight that he's covering.
That's another
smash in the face.
What was the spread?
6.5.
Who? Dallas?
Philly.
Philly. Is Michael Vick, how did he leave that game in terms of health? Is he nicked
I don't up? Know, but I believe Philly is locked into the three slot and has nothing to
I'm
play for.
I'm going with
for.
Dallas. You know what they have to play for? They like Jason Garrett. They're trying to keep him. They got some talent. Why not? Michael Vick, banged up. Cowboys.
Yeah, I think they're playing for their own jobs, too. Most of those players.
Who?
Because Dallas.
Oh.
Because, honestly, I think Garrett's going to get the job no matter what.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I think he'll be back no matter what.
Okay.
But I do think the Cowboys will win. I think Vic will rest. So I'll take Dallas and
Vic
the number.
Vic really took a beating. He had a very deep bruise on his thigh,
yeah.
I guess.
Very deep bruise.
Yeah. A contusion.
Those are the kinds of things that if I'm Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, I get annoyed at. It's not a bruise. It's a very deep bruise.
Strippers just sent an email that says Vic's out.
Yeah.
All right, if then. Philadelphia had anything to play for, I'd pick them, but
well,
they don't.
Well, they do have Cobb. Yeah. I mean, it's not like and, you're going to a Jag.
No, but I just don't think they're going to take the game overly seriously. I mean, even though they're at home, I think that
Ed
and
Runnels
right.
would be very unhappy
I think
if they
will
tank
play.
It. Chinese wouldn't tank this game.
Know, it is a good
Ed
point.
Rendell,
with Cobb in
Rendell,
there, he's going to want to really play his best. Obviously.
I mean, this is for him
what
for next year for
about,
whatever.
Willis?
Right. But I think I'm going to go with Dallas as well. All right, so then we go to Sunday night, St. Louis at Seattle.
Need you even ask me.
St. Louis at Seattle.
Yeah. St. Louis by 3 on the road. It looks like Matt Hasselbeck will not play.
Doesn't matter.
And
good
Chaz Whitehurst will play.
Chaz,
the
only
like
important Charlie. Quarterback in this game will play, and his name is the Sam-chise, Sam Bradford. He leads his team to the remarkable one-year turnaround, single-handedly lifting them to the postseason.
That will all happen. They'll end up hosting the Saints in the first round of the playoffs.
Losing, but...
Well, but that's, you know, they get to do it at home, at least. They don't have far to go afterwards. So I'll take the...
boy, that would be great.
I'll take the Rams to win and cover.
I am going to take the Rams as well. This will be another one of those games I'm rooting for the bad thing to happen. I'm rooting for Seattle.
Because he wants the ugly losing division.
I want to see a 7-9 team make the playoffs. Never happened before.
Yeah, I think Seattle wins the game. I'm not rooting necessarily. okay, so then we go back.
Back in time to 1 o'clock.
To 1 o'clock on Sunday. Who's playing? Oh, the Patriots are hosting the Miami Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins.
Pats by 3.5.
Patriots will win this football game because for at least half the game, they'll have the significantly better quarterback. And then for the other half the game, they may have just the slightly better quarterback in Brian Hoyer because Chad Henne is who we thought he was.
He
stinks. They're not running the ball that well. I know they play tough and they're physical and all that, but the Patriots win.
I agree. Not by a whole lot, though. It's not going to be a blowout. They'll win by, you know, 6 or 7, but that'll be enough to win and cover.
By a Ryan Foote?
No, a little bit more than that. Maybe a couple.
2 feet. I'm going to pick the Patriots because I'm going to assume that they'll take it seriously enough, but it's hard when you don't have any idea how much they're going to play.
Word.
I'm going to pick the Patriots to win and cover, but...
Yeah, me too. I'm picking the Patriots. My only reason for that is I think they want to get...
That's what you do. I always pick the Patriots,
I think they want to get Green Ellis 1,000 yards, so
they will.
They'll try hard for that. If Brady starts, they're not going to want to burn that streak, so I think... You know, guys will have that on their shoulders, the Earth on their shoulders, and they'll try to, you know, keep that streak going. So they have their own little individual reasons why they want to win, and I think that'll...
Welker needs to get 100 catches.
There's no way he's doing that. Although he could.
He got 13. Yeah. He needs 13.
He needs 17, I believe.
No, I think he needs 14. I thought it was 14.
86.
86
Can
has.
We settle on one? Number?
Okay. He has 86 catches, so he needs 14.
Okay, so he needs 14.
If they would have
that
to
would
just,
be a team record, too.
That would have to be something that's a completely concerted effort.
Right.
They have a 15 and a 16.
Yeah, he has 15 in the game, and Brown has 16.
Oh, Brown,
in the game.
That's what it
but
was.
But we've seen in the past when the Patriots.
I got nothing else, but
you know,
I got
nope.
that
yep.
in
Hey!
We've seen in the
John
past
Ruff made it
the
in.
Patriots have done things like that.
Oh, yeah.
For individuals.
Sure. Yes.
You know, so Vinny
Testaverde?
Yes.
Yeah, but
with
that's.
At the end of the 06 season.
But they've been more like the Doug Flutie dropkick thing, or the Vinny to get him one. This is you have
or
to throw
Deion
the ball
Branch, when he was at 998. They brought him back in and then
to try to get him a catch and he got
something.
Called back. Yeah.
So think of all
that's
the drops
like,
Welker's had.
But that's
this
a
year.
One play.
He'd be in the 90s.
He would.
He'd only need like 5 or 6 catches.
You're
this
right.
Game.
You're right.
They would have to throw the ball to him virtually at every play. I mean, they would
certainly
have to make
at
a
his
really
rate this year. He's like Ben Watson.
Effort.
You got to throw it
what
three times.
What if you just throw a whole bunch of like forward tosses to him?
Well, that's what they do.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, you know
that is what they do.
Even less than that.
Put him in the backfield and throw shovel passes to him all game.
You know,
listen,
watch his knee get blown
okay,
out.
Okay, the first 15 plays are scripted, guys. They're going to be shovel passes
if
to
they
Welker.
Decide that that's something that's important to them, they'll do it. I don't really see how it won't happen if they decide we're going to get him 14
And no
catches.
One will argue they're making a mockery of the game.
No, you're not allowed to.
I would.
All right, well, that's going to be it for this edition of PFW in Progress. John Rook is here. He's in from the snow.
Snow removal.
Traffic of Route 1.
He's doing homework for the show.
He's got his Scott Brown
show
field
prep.
Coat on.
No problem.
Scott Brown field coat.
and a truck.
I don't know if John will be
He's
talking with
guy.
Sam Munson again because, you know, he liked that.
Or maybe he'll pick up on this breaking story with Darrell Revis. And
oh,
Rex
yeah,
Ryan's
John,
wife
please.
And,
please
apparently,
don't.
The fist pump I see, he will be.
Can you save it for hour number two, there's, please?
I guess there's shenanigans
really
afoot
in New York.
Oh, didn't.
All right, well, go Patriots! Finish out the season strong, 14-2. Bob Ryan already says they won the game, so that's
good.
Yeah,
he's been saying it all week.
And then we get to sit back and watch the rest of the teams beat their brains in and find out who we're going to play in the second round of the playoffs. John, have a good show, and Nelson, thank you for CBS Scene, and Damian, thank you for your input today. And,
you were much better than Eric. I'll say it again.
We'll see you next Tuesday.
Welcome anytime.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.